Want to participate in a Don and Mike show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
I'm ready today.
We'll wait for Buzz.
I'm here.
No headphones, though, Dr. Johnny Fever.
Ah, you were late today.
Dr. Johnny Fever.
Late to the pre-show.
Busy.
Hello.
I need to work out a little bit.
Hi, this is Arnold.
Hi,
your training partner. It is important to begin each exercise session with a few minutes of warm-ups.
Yeah.
This will increase your heart rate and pump blood out to your muscles where it would be needed.
What's wrong with that CD?
Use this warm-up time to...
You're damn right there's something wrong with that CD.
Yeah, I'm not talking about Arnold.
I know, but yes, it's doing that thing.
Hello, this is Arnold.
As long as we're in the pre-show, let me debut. Let me say welcome back to a debut of an old feature. I want to thank Travis Bickle for bringing us today's Bill O'Reilly moment.
Oh, fantastic.
Wonderful. We're the fake newsman.
Yeah.
Says something that is so deep that we've taken it and it's...
We just isolate it and we play it.
It's an endorsement.
It stands by itself.
That's right.
Bill O'Reilly, what say you?
I'm an incompetent boob. Please, you know, replace me.
There you go. That is the Bill O'Reilly.
Wow.
Bill O'Reilly moment.
That's the promo.
Thank you, Travis Bickle. Mike, not intended for air. We got a note. Now, who says that we're not sales friendly?
Mm-hmm.
Got a note from. Oh, and we'll talk about American Idol. We have not officially started the show
That's
yet.
Right.
Got this note from Shondell, who's one of the sales ladies here.
Right.
I guess Rob got the electronic mail. Rob, I have a client who's looking for a huge favor. They've just started on the air after being off for many years. Mm. Well, shame on them.
Yeah.
They're having their national managers meetings next Monday, and they're asking their favorite stations to do a little voice work. They're putting together a CD of station personalities, DJs. We have been asked that the Don and Mike show say hello to the CEO of Mattress Discounters.
Hey.
Hey, they've been on.
He has been a longtime listener and would love to have this done for him. The other two on the list below also listened, would love to have you do theirs. This obviously was not for on air.
No.
Both names in one promo.
Right.
If you could put them on MP3 and send them to me, I'd greatly appreciate it. Oh, it's a huge favor. This is what they sent, and they said you can have fun with it. They want you to say station and market, because there are people flying in from all over the country. These will not be used anywhere else except at their party. I owe you one.
Hmm.
So,
Love their jingle. Who are the other?
Have a good night's sleep on us.
Hold on. Example start. This is Don. And?
Oh, and Mike.
From WJFK in Washington.
I knew that.
We want to give a shout out to Steve Newton, who is I guess...
Newton!
This is the practice one.
Well, but I'm practicing my applause.
Okay, so that's...
Hello, Newton. Newton.
And I can also feel free to reference where they're having the meeting, and they want me to say the fact that, we're glad that they bought time with us.
Oh, well, that's always the case.
Well, sure.
It's putting food on our table.
That's right.
But here would be my question off the record to Mr. Newton. If you're such a big fan, how come you haven't been aboard the good Don and Mike train all along? Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, now you've ruined it.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure the deal is sour now.
Now you've ruined the greeting.
We won't put that part in the MP3.
The deal is,
hey, you know what? Can I say one thing to him?
Yeah.
Hello, Newton. Hey, I wanted to say that.
Where's your fig, say?
Hey, say. Got a mattress, say. I got a mattress.
Okay.
Discounters, right?
3, 2, 1. We're rolling. This is a good one.
Most folks
like mattresses.
This is Don and Mike from WJFK in Washington, D.C.
And all over the United States.
We want to give a shout out to who, Mike?
Hello, Newton.
Steve Newton.
Steve Newton, the Newtonster.
And man, must you feel good, Steve. Not only are you the CEO of Mattress Discounters, but you're hearing this tape in a ballroom at the Doubletree Hotel in Largo, Maryland.
Hey.
Yeah. EU.
Nothing we like better than being around our coworkers.
EU. Thank you for buying commercials on our show on WJFK.
Amen. Yeah, I think we can say with good conscience, thank you, Newton.
But if you're such a big fan, how come you haven't bought commercials all along?
And we hope you always will, forever.
And then we're supposed to close it by saying, and now, back to...
Whoops.
Take two. And now, back to Mattress Discounters Radio.
We'll edit that.
Exciting!
Now you want to do... here you go, Mike.
That's, no, I'm out. I'm
no,
out.
We have to do two more.
It's exhausted. We have to do two more?
Two more. This is Don and Mike from WJFK in Washington.
Hello.
We want to give a shout out, don't we, Mike?
We certainly do. There's a fellow there that we're very, very fond of.
Mike Hall. He's the man.
Yeah, the Hallster. He's a great guy. He invented the Hallster tops.
And now back to Mattress Discounters Radio. Ready? Here we go. One more.
Can I start this one?
Sure.
Hi, this is Don and Mike, and I have a question. Are you all lying down now?
You get this fucking mattress. Hi, this is.
Are we starting again?
Well, you didn't know the guy's name.
Well, I thought you were going to take that part.
Well, I didn't know I didn't know that last one was. I didn't know that that was a take. Was that a take?
No.
If you liked it, we could just tag this onto Mike.
I really don't particularly care.
Tag this onto Mike's then. What Mike just
really
did.
Don't care.
And we want to say hello to Rob Weber, don't we, Mike?
Rob Weber. We love mattresses, Rob Weller and Box Springs.
Weber.
What is it?
Rob Weber.
Oh, Rob Weller's the guy from Entertainment Tonight.
Right.
They got fired.
Correct.
Rob Weber's not going to get fired.
Weber like the Grove.
No, he's not.
I hope not.
All right, that's enough.
No, you know, if he got fired, he'd land on his mattress.
You know we're on the air, right?
Well, not really. It's the pre-show.
I know we're on the air.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, now.
I think you would have remembered that if Rob hadn't pointed.
Would you?
Yeah. Yesterday I really remembered it. Today I was a little sketchy on it.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-8636. They're ready to believe you.
And here we go.
Oh.
Hello.
Hi, Julio.
Kill them.
He's dead.
Oh, my.
I want them dead.
They want to know where to get a good price on a mattress.
No.
I don't know.
A true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Must be whack.
Did you get my message from the boys?
No.
Thank you for celebrating Nerd Day.
Thank you, Woody Harrelson.
Nerd Day.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Johnny Come Lately. And all the ships at sea. They give you value. And they give you the POMG.
Yay!
Yes. Don Geronimo. And Rob Weller.
Okay, yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Thursday, 04/22/04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Howdy, Buzz. That's April 22nd. Off 4.
And here you go. Here's your phone number, 877-365.
I said like Sidney Brady. 365.
We three.
Frame. Frame. 365-3636. That's the toll-free number from America. From Canada, 800-636-1067. And from Washington, D.C., I'm sorry, there's no free in the... Oh, yes, there is. 202-4-3-2-1067.
Hey.
You want to call us? Go ahead.
Right.
What the heck?
We don't care.
Mike.
Radio God.
There's a guy named Mike. For some reason, he is saying that our station in Ocean City, Maryland, is the affiliate of the day.
Okay, why are they the affiliate today, Mike? The affiliate of the day, Mike?
They get this prestigious award because they continue to run commercials through the first 10 minutes of your intro.
Well, thank you. That would be 96 Rock. Once again, the Don and Mike affiliate of the day.
Now, maybe the fact that they've been alerted will help them get their act together.
Well, you know, like a lot of radio stations, it's sad to say, everything is now run by computer.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times at radio stations, although I think with our show, because we don't take our stop sets
on a regular basis,
at the same time, right. There has to be somebody physically there to turn the button on. That's one reason that we're not on more stations, right. Is that we're not automated friendly.
Well, I know, especially with the weather getting warmer and you spending more time there, you take Ocean City kind of personally.
Yeah, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, get it together. That's embarrassing. That's embarrassing. All right, thanks for ruining my day.
Have a good show, guys.
Yeah. All right, see
you. He's happy now.
Bye-bye.
I ratted somebody out. Rat out.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't mind. You know, let's find out the stations that are screwing things up.
I think that's value.
And who knows, maybe they'll come up today. I think we're going to play affiliate roulette on the show today.
Very good.
So maybe Ocean City will come up when we spin the big wheel. Just let me give you an update on my wife, who is crazy. I don't really know everything that happened at the strip club last night.
So she did go.
She went. Uh-huh. Oh, and I don't know. Here's why I don't know what happened. That I went to bed last night, about 11 o'clock.
Okay.
Still hadn't heard a word from her.
Of course.
Like, not a call. So, you know, I mean, she's a big girl. I'm a big boy. I went to bed. I got up this morning. She's already awake. She's doing whatever she's doing. I'm sitting at the table. She got to work today. She's getting up to go to work. I said, so how was it last night? She said, oh, interesting.
Interesting. There you go.
So you went to, where'd you go? She said, Camelot.
Nice. They didn't go to the other one?
No, they went to Camelot.
Oh, huh. So they went to the one down on the main drag down there.
Yeah, they went.
You and I have been in that place many times.
A few times. I'm surprised she probably, if she really got in deep into it, she would have found our pictures in a wall back somewhere.
A regular table.
In Camelot. Anyway, I don't know what happened. I'll find out tonight when I get home from work, because this is what it's like when you are a two-income family.
That's right.
When the husband and the wife are both working.
Sure.
There's less time for conversation. Mm-hmm. So I'll find out tonight, but she was out late, and she said, interesting. I still don't know what she was doing.
Yeah, we need more. Well, that's not the kind of joint that I pictured her in. I mean, that's a real male...
That's
male, male, male. I mean, you are... If there's one knock on that joint, it's like, it's just...
And the floor...
With too many guys.
The floor. Just the floor. Gosh, how do I do this now in this...
Don't
new,
you always have
in
to,
this
like...
this new climate that we're in. The floor is very... gooey. It's
nasty.
It's uh-huh. like going here you go. It's like going into a movie theater.
Right.
It's like
exactly
floor,
what
it's like the floor.
Part.
It's like the floor in a movie theater, except the stuff on the floor I don't think is like buttered popcorn.
No. It's very crowded usually.
It is.
It's thick with guys. You're going to have to walk sideways to get in there.
So I don't know what the hell she was doing there last night. I for a while I thought that this is part of her Lucy Ricardo thing. That since she got the tape recorder,
mm-hmm.
or let her do a couple of things,
right.
that she's like she thinks she's a cub reporter now.
Is she taking was she taking the tape recorder with her?
No, no. See, I looked last night. I got home and I went upstairs. Go in there. I said, well, there's the tape.
Is she going to check in? Because I'm very very curious.
Tomorrow she's working now.
We have to wait till tomorrow.
I'm not going
to
call her now. We'll wait till tomorrow, then we'll find. Just I'm giving you the update because I don't know either.
Really,
I don't know. Like I said, I had a 20-minute conversation with her this morning. How was it? She said, oh, it was very interesting. I said, what do you mean interesting? She said, oh, we went out to dinner, then we went there, and we went to a club, and it was interesting. And I said, really? Yeah. It was first thing in the morning, so don't hold me accountable. Because
okay, but she wasn't being cryptic, was she, trying to keep something from you?
It's one of those things that when I get up first thing in the morning, man, I did not start functioning until
me neither.
Like the second cup of coffee.
Can't absorb break. Anything.
And she hits the ground running, especially now that she's on this goddamn gonna clean her body of toxins. She didn't drink coffee anymore.
Really?
Yeah, she didn't drink coffee. Yeah, right. Wow. I agree. Boo. Negative. Not in my house. Drinks goddamn tea all the time. I say, well, at least that's got some juice in it. Oh no, yeah. It's herbal tea with no caffeine.
Wow.
So I come down this morning, and you know, I'm really not in the best of moods anyway because she's been out.
Right.
And you know, I don't care. She's a grown woman. I don't expect her to call in to me.
Sure. But you didn't have to check in.
But I know that when the roles are reversed, that a call from me is always appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going somewhere to say, hey, hi, I'm going to be out.
Sure.
So whatever. I rolled down to the table this morning. I said, hey, what's happening? She says, good morning. I said, what time did you make it in last night? She said, oh, I don't know, about midnight.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not bad.
I said, you have a good time? She said, yeah, yes, I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, really, how was strip club? Oh, it was Camelot. I said, oh, you went to the Camelot? I thought you were going to Nexus. She said, no, I went to Camelot.
Mm-hmm.
I said, how was it? Interesting.
Interesting.
And then, the phone rings, and it's her mom on the phone, and then, you know, she's gone. She's like,
interesting change of plans.
She's like, we'll see you tonight. So mm-hmm. I'll let you know what happens.
Yeah, please do.
American Idol? Here you go. American Idol. Oh, no, here's a silly question. And I'll tell you the answer to this, really. Steve.
Hey, Don.
Hey.
Probably a silly question, as you said, but this question, now that Frida's got her own job, does she have her own checking account, or is it just still going to the joint account?
No, listen, here's the deal. I am so whipped. everything is always in her name. My money and everything, everything's in my wife's name.
I knew that she had full access with all the projects.
No, she has.
She runs it separate.
Dude, she runs everything. I mean, yeah, she gets paid.
Mm-hmm.
She gets paid,
yeah.
And it goes into that same account that's got her name on it where my check goes.
Right.
Yeah, join the club.
All right, see ya.
Thank you.
Man, I'm not complaining about it. Otherwise, I'd be broke.
Mm-hmm.
Joe has a joint account.
Thanks.
Thank you, Rob.
Yeah, he calls it his weekend fund.
So American Idol last night, everybody's bumming about this. I think it's the greatest episode of the show that I have ever seen. The greatest episode, the stupidity of America highlighted.
You know, you put that in perspective when we talked to each other last night, because I was bummed. And then you said, you know, from a purely showmanship standpoint, I mean, it just was such a shock
and
shock is what, you know, people like to be surprised.
Can I just say something to you, Mike, personally?
Yeah.
Rob, give me some sappy music.
Sappy?
Just real quick. Just, I want to say something from the heart to Mike.
Yes.
To Mike. Mike, I want to say... I want to say, Mike, I'm so happy that you've embraced American Idol.
Okay.
Because now, I'm proud to say, you're a member of my television phone tree.
I've been on your TV phone tree before. I'm sporadically on your TV
phone tree. But you're in high rotation now. I want you to
Don't put that much pressure on me.
I want you to know that last night, you were the second call that I made.
I know. I know who the first one was.
Oh, he called me, though, 8 times before I called him.
Yeah.
You get the record last night. You called me like at 8:01.
I was alone last night. I needed someone to talk to.
God.
So I called Mike, and Mike picked up the phone. I said, was that great? Mike said, I am pissed.
Yeah, I was.
I said, this is a great country. This is a great show. I love it.
It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. The bottom three should have been the top three. I don't, what the hell is wrong with people?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, Mandy.
How great is that? He's safe. And
well,
meanwhile,
you know, isn't it
the girl that I thought would get bumped out? She's safe. They're all the bad ones are safe.
Isn't it fixable? I think it's riggable. I think really it is. I think if you have the technology, you can rig it.
It's America. It's really America. Mm. That's why I don't think it's fixed. I think that America said, you know, collectively sitting there, pulling a big booger out of our noses, we said, there's three girls in this contest who sing just about the same.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of them should go.
That's probably the accent, mm-hmm. too.
Probably.
I think one of them should go.
Probably.
Yeah.
And listen, you know, you draw your own conclusions. That, you know, it just happened to be, you know, three black chicks.
Yeah.
They were standing by themselves.
I thought there was a...
You draw your own conclusion on that
I
one.
Thought there were very dynamic racial undertones throughout that show.
And George...
Right at the very end.
George, who is, you know, he's like creamy. He could be white or black.
Yeah, he's
one of those multiracial, even though I know he's black.
He's not exactly a hip-hop singer.
Yeah, right. He's... Right. He's a non-threatening black.
Oh, God.
That's what he is. But they got the three girls by themselves last night.
I couldn't believe it. I was pissed. I was so mad because I like, really, and now that it's come down to this, I do enjoy, you know, seeing the best performance of the three, and those three could have stand. And now we're gonna have to wade through.
I like
that
the bag.
Red hair,
yes.
Bag again.
Yes, 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 because it's a popularity contest now.
It never was before. It's been about the music.
Yes, and now it's taken an ugly, cruel,
and
cruel
they hate
turn.
It. They hate it.
There was something.
They're ruining the show.
There was something great in the paper today. It said somehow the ladies voted for the redheaded boy who they want to take home and give a protein shake to.
Wow. That's
and also
whack.
It's entirely possible. While the three gals that were on the, you know, the heads on the chopping block last night,
right.
They all seem to be the diva mold, which is what Simon said. It's entirely possible that all three of them, because I think we're in agreement, they're the best three.
Yeah,
that people just thought they're so good. I don't need to vote for her.
You know, that's true. I didn't think of
that. That could have happened. And
I'm
meanwhile,
sure that happened.
You got a bunch of tards.
Because
out
I
there.
Was amazed. I wasn't as mad as, I forgot what her name was that got voted off. But I was amazed.
Jennifer Hudson.
Jennifer got voted off. I was amazed that LaToya and Fantasia were all, that all three were in the bottom three. That was making me more insane than the fact, if one of the...
But who had the three best performances the night before? It'd be those three girls.
Right.
So, let's say that you're, you know, one of the booger readers out there, and I count myself among them.
So you think, oh, they're in anyway. Everybody's going to vote for
right.
them. I like this one. I want to see that. You're probably right, because people will vote for the person they want to stay.
Right. And then imagine it, Fox. Imagine you're in the room when you get this. You know, you'll get, you got the results, great.
And you're really, like, into it?
You go, oh... Oh, God, no. This, well, now, how are we going to do this show?
Well, what are we going to do?
Well, now, and then that's when I think someone says...
So whoever did that was brilliant, because that was brilliant television.
It, unless, you know, it's real. And they open up, they go, what are we going to do? And that's when I think that they think about fixing it. They go, oh, my God, Jennifer Hudson is off tonight. Huh? All right, can we fix it? Can we fix the show? No, we have to go with the results.
It must have
crossed their mind.
We might as well exploit it. So they did it. So let me see. We can't change the results. That's the way it is. It's ridiculous. It's insane. People are going to be angry.
Yes.
Let's make it as cruel as we can.
Yeah.
Really. And that is the way to play it.
Yeah. Let's get these kids, these young people, one at a time, bring them up on stage. America knows who the talented ones are.
Right.
And then... after we tell them that they're the three that have their heads on the chopping block, make sure you keep cutting back to the shot of the redhead boy, because he's got a look on his face that says, hey, don't hate me,
yeah.
just because you voted for me. But every time that they would say, and towards the end of the show, when like even Ryan Seacrest would say, hey, come on, you got to take this seriously.
Yeah, Ryan Seacrest with a little admonition for everybody.
Yeah, wow. This is not a popularity contest, it's a talent contest. And then go right to a shot of the red-haired boy, like the post.
Did he say something?
Poster child.
America, don't let talent like this slip through the cracks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'd like to be the others. How would you really like to be the others? I'd be a little bit irritated.
I think it's fantastic.
It is. You know, it really is, because, I mean, everybody's talking about
this. There's no TV show like this. There's no TV show that you watch like this. There's nothing that makes me want to take the first half hour of our show to discuss something that virtually with the exception of Buzz,
right.
Everybody watched.
You boycott it, right?
I do. I tried to watch the show. I have not been able to sit through a whole hour of it. It just bores me. I find myself getting up, leaving the room, and doing something else.
Really?
Yeah. I'm surprised at that.
I sat there at 8, going, American Idol, American Idol, American Idol.
Chanting.
And realize it doesn't come on for another half hour.
Well, I have determined that I'm going to be voting next week, because I want to vote for my favorite.
Mm-hmm. And that's Fantasia?
Yeah, I mean, I would have voted for Fantasia this week, and I did vote for her the week before. And I guess that I think you're right. People are taking it for granted.
And I think it's my turn to
John Stevens.
Yeah, let's put red
because
all the way.
You're doing exactly what they don't want you to do. You're voting for the novelty act.
Bet everything on red.
How do you know? I just don't think he's a talented kid.
Yeah.
Right. He's a dynamic personality.
You know, I hate the fact that I got to watch him sing again.
Oh, and next week. Listen to this.
Who are they doing next
week? Think about Redhead now. Next week, it's Latin week.
Oh.
Well, they'll be doing Gloria Estefan songs.
Oh, no.
How great is that?
Oh, my God.
That you're going to get the red-haired boy up there going,
oh, man.
Come on, baby, shake your conga. I love it.
Oh, there are a lot of mamby-pamby ones that he'll be able to do from Gloria Estefan. Yeah. And I bet he does. Anything for you. At all.
We could do one of those. 1, 2, 3, 4. Come on, baby. Give me more. 5, 6, 7, 8 again.
I didn't know they were doing Latin.
Yeah.
Is it Latin or just Gloria Estefan?
Hold on.
Did it say?
Give me a moment.
I'm curious.
Next week, Latin night with guest judge Gloria Estefan.
So it won't be all Gloria Estefan stuff.
Be some Ricky Martin.
Yeah.
Living la vida loca.
No matter how it goes next week, I just hope they have a great playlist where they pretend they're on the moon.
Oh,
yeah, that was horrible too.
You know,
and you have to watch him in it again.
And
God, I hate that kid.
If I could just, there's parts of the show.
Can they give that little wink? He does a.
I love the whole thing. I love even the cheesy. Buzz, what we're talking about is at some point Ford puts an incredible amount of money into the show.
Wow.
For about a 2-minute music video spot in which the idiot American Idol kids wear ridiculous Brady Bunch outfits.
And they do Brady Bunch skits. They do monkeys skits.
Yeah. Where they're all going
like,
around.
Like you would see the old monkeys
running around fast.
Where they're going around these Ford products. Mm-hmm. And it's just a waste. I mean, there's got to be a better way. I can't imagine that Ford's sitting there at the end of the night and they're going, Oh, we just paid $10 million. That was a great commercial.
Those kids, they work those kids to death. I think that because those things take a while to get them together, even though they look cheesy. Those kids are just like they've got to get together. You know, they got to learn the new songs, the new material. Then they got to go out and do the shoot. And it's like, bam, two live shows. Go.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Well, not like show. Hello, John.
Yeah, hi, how you doing?
Hi, John.
I was actually going to talk about something else, but since you mentioned Latin Night, I really think John Stevens should just throw caution to the wind and do She Bangs by Ricky Martin and make a total joke out of it, because he will not only win, he will get all
dude,
the votes.
Well, that's William Hung.
Dude, yeah, he can't do that. That's
care. He will,
done.
He will do it the same exact way.
You're dreaming. It's a stupid observation.
Terminated. Your call has been terminated.
Can't do She Bangs because it's been done by the bad guy.
What he should do is Babalu.
Hello, Don and
Babalu.
Mike. Hello, Don and Mike. But you got to do it. That was too much.
Right.
Too much presence, Mike. You got to bring it
Babalu.
Down. Babalu. Maybe he'll do
winking at the camera.
Maybe he'll sing I Love Lucy. I love Lucy, and she loves me. We're as happy
as we can be. And how care we for knowing that song.
Hello there, who is this? Craig.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, my friend.
Well, I have a simple solution for this that I've been screaming for weeks, and that is, instead of voting for people, they should be voting who they want to go. And that would, none of this crap would happen.
That's probably why they don't have it set up like that.
Well, I know. They
probably don't, so stuff like this does happen.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of a wild card, and nobody expected it. And for that, I'm grateful, because it's not predictable television.
Mike, let's say hi to Joe's Lobster.
Good point.
Buck.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Buck, you're on the air.
Hey, I was just kind of wondering, do you think maybe it was kind of fixed a little bit there, the way that George sat up on the couch with his little puppy dog eyes the whole time?
I think there is a possibility that, and I don't think you can go into anything in society, anything with the media, anything with politics, anything, without at least considering the fact that there might be something hinky going on.
Yeah, you want to know something weird? I'm not saying there's not a chance that you're right.
Right.
I would say that every time I say this, I'm a big loser. I would bet everything in my life, if given, which is more real? What we're doing in Iraq,
right?
Or American Idol, which is really
you go with American Idol.
I would go with American
Idol. I would do that too, probably.
I would. It's just a dumb show. That's why it's so great.
Well, I don't think that they could fake that scenario last night.
Hello,
I don't
Kirk.
Think they wanted that scenario.
No, they didn't.
I think you're right.
Are you kidding? They're getting killed today. I love it. Hello, Kirk.
Hi, Baldy.
Hey, hi.
I'm from Williamsville. I lived in that area where John Stevens is from.
Oh.
All the TV stations, all they can do is say, make sure you call in and vote for John Stevens. In Western New York, we hate the kid. He is a no-talent, sure, he's a nice kid, but he can't sing.
Well, you got to know, though, that this is happening with all these...
Do they do that for all the, right? All the hometowns?
All of their cities, they get the local Fox station that can do the big campaign for them. That's funny. So, hold on, what station do you listen on? You listen in Rochester or Buffalo?
Buffalo.
So everybody, does everybody in Buffalo hate him?
Oh,
We've heard this before from people in Buffalo, right?
Nonsense. Oh, it's nonsense. It's absolute nonsense. And to make matters worse, the school that he goes to is known for being full of technological whiz kids. So there are a bunch of kids who have their computers hooked up to their phones.
Oh, that's
what a great insight that is. So he's got all the nerd nicks that are like trying to do the speed dial.
Oh, no doubt.
Oh, that is fascinating.
The basement of the science building.
Yeah, we can beat this system.
Well, I would hate to alienate our listeners in Buffalo. We have a real good following in Buffalo. Yeah. But I'm all for John Stevens.
You're killing me.
You know what?
If there was another geek on the show, you'd be behind me.
Of course. My dream is still JPL.
JPL can't come back, Don, unless, they do crazy things on that show.
Can you imagine that?
They don't have that, right? They don't have that anymore. I mean, they're past the reject show, right, where they bring somebody back.
Let's say that this week, this coming week, let's say that America votes off LaToya.
Right.
One of the other good singers. And then you're left like with four turds and one good singer, Fantasia. How do you know that they wouldn't say, hey, it's a special wild card round where we've brought back...
Anything's possible.
Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah.
John Peter Lewis.
I hope they do something like that. The lady that got Jennifer Hudson should come back, and I'd love to see them give her another crack at it.
But then again, last year, It was that that chick last year that was real good that got voted off right at the beginning, and then she was on Boston Public for a while.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I don't remember her name.
I don't either, but I remember
I'm sure next year I won't remember any of these girls' names.
I was thinking when Jennifer Hudson got voted off last night, the way the star machine works in Hollywood, that might even be better for her than if she was beaten by Fantasia in the last round, and she or say she was the third contestant, the third to last contestant being voted off. If she, because it's such a injustice in many people's minds, maybe this will help her career.
Mm-hmm. Mike, that's why Clay Aiken is so popular. You know, he didn't win the competition last
year. I'm understanding that, but I'm just saying, even if she just seemed to be more spotlighted than if she went down to the last three.
So Clay.
If it was basically Jennifer and LaToya and
yes,
Fantasia,
Clay.
I'm thinking that the thing is, that might have spotlighted her because people thought it was such a total injustice.
And has anybody ever thought about this? Would it be so crazy that sitting somewhere in Tennessee or wherever he is, Clay Aiken has some gigantic Dr. Evil setup where he's got the master phone thing? Just, I'm going to vote for John Stevens. Look at this.
They made that comment that he looks like a young man, and so I just want to see him win the competition.
Mama? Look at this. I've just put in 5 million text votes for John Stevens.
Mama, can I put on your dresses again?
Please. Oh, Mandy.
Thank you.
Oh, excuse me. That was Clay Aiken singing. If it was John Stevens would be,
oh, Mandy. Oh, my dad. Have you came? Have you came?
One more call that we got to break. We could do a whole show of people talking about American Idol. Jim.
Jim Nance, Radio Buddies, Don and Mike.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, this kid, John Stevens, is a real, real talent.
Are you doing a Jim Nance impression?
What he's saying?
Yeah.
Hey, friends.
Horrible.
Hey, friends, this is not Jim Nance, but I want to tell you, like one of Tiger Woods' bogey putts on 18. It's in the hole and you're gone.
There you go.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, something just occurred to me with the John Stevens thing.
Yes.
Well, remember when you guys did American Idiot and how everybody, you know, basically cracked open the website and started voting for all their favorite
people? Right,
right.
Well, if our listeners can do something like that, imagine what smart people could do.
Okay, but Joe, here's the thing. When we did that contest, that was using these little crappy computers.
Yeah.
Fox, even though it's Fox.
They put, I'm sure, money into their system.
A lot of money.
To prevent something from happening.
I'm pretty sure they're not being hacked into like ours was, Joe.
I thought Steven's popularity might be due to people like me or sitting around on three beers going, he blows, I'm going to vote for him.
Yeah.
I think that's right.
That could happen.
Introducing Average Joe.
There you go. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks for coming
and
in.
As always, uninvited insight from a retard. A moment with Challenge Joe, who just now feels free to just come on in and make it the Don, Mike, and Joe show anytime he feels like it. That's all right, Joe. That's okay. Hey, figured something out.
There might be people like me having three beers and saying, he's so bad, let's vote for him.
Somebody jacked the contest. Hey, crazy, somebody jacked this contest.
Sure like watching it, though.
Okay, we got a break. Where's my stage three? What is he calling it?
Where's my schedule three narcotics?
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did you really mean what you said up there?
Uh-huh. I just want you to be happy, Mary.
But I'd be happiest with you.
What about Brett Favre?
The Don and Mike Show. Noted chubby chaser, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, what about Brett Favre? What about that NFL draft?
Brett Favre. Oh, it's the big draft this weekend.
That's right, Saturday.
You know, I heard some comments from Joe Gibbs, and I'm feeling good about the Redskins going into this draft. I just, I feel like his presence is going to make a difference.
Coach Gibbs?
he's back to being his old, you know, his old self.
I've got a Joe Gibbs tribute song.
Oh,
we've already got one.
Oh, good.
Joe Gibbs.
We might not go with this today. Let's pop this in for a second.
Can we preview it?
Yeah.
A sample, a taste.
Yep.
Oh, why do they have to do that? Why does this area always have to come up with a song?
Now,
we're on in a lot of cities that have NFL teams, and I'm sure that you guys all love your team more than anybody else does. But this is a Washington phenomenon. Maybe it was in, I'm trying to think of the city we broadcasted. Probably in Buffalo. when the Bills were going to those four Super Bowls in a row and the years before and after, they probably had a lot of dumb parody songs and songs.
I think the Chicago Bears were known for making their own, and then everybody started making them on their own.
Yeah, and then DJs started making them, then listeners started making
them,
and now they're making tribute songs before the guys even coached a game with the Redskins. We received this letter from, first name, Linda. As a lifelong Redskins fan, I love the Joe Gibbs era of Redskins football. As a way to honor Joe Gibbs' return to the Redskins, I have written this song entitled Tribute to Joe Gibbs.
Good title.
Want to get her on the phone?
Yeah, get her on the phone. As a professional songwriter, I feel one of the best ways to honor someone is to give them their own song. Blah, 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 blah. Yours in music, Linda. And then it says, I would greatly appreciate you letting me know before the song is played.
All right.
So we got this out. We get to a week ago, something like
that. Now, we're jaundiced right now. I think you can tell by listening to us. We're both very negative on this.
Uh-huh.
So maybe, much like American Idol, it'll stun us.
I don't think so.
But it's quality.
Really good.
You got her? Which machine's it in?
It's in number 2, but give me 1 second. I'm on
my third. All right. Your third ring with her? Come on, boy.
You've heard it, Rob?
Oh, I love it.
Okay, good. I don't believe you.
Well, I'm just going to start it. If you get her, you get her.
Well, nothing's been the same since he left that day. Momentum for the skin slowly fades.
Well, that's
it. Hey, so,
it sucks.
It's not a joke. Mm-hmm. I didn't like putting in one of our bad songs.
Right.
It's it. This is it. See if you can get her.
Can you start it from the beginning again?
Yeah, sure.
Well, nothing's been the same since he left that day. Momentum for the skin slowly faded away.
These are the worst. These are the worst. Well, let's see if we can get Linda Heisenberg.
Oh, my God, Linda.
Joe Gibbs record, and we're about to debut it on our show. Would you like to come on the air with us? Okay, hang on to go on the air.
Okay, all right.
All right, here we go.
We'll play nice with her.
I can't let you do that because we're doing it right now, okay? So hang on to go on the air.
Okay, so joining us now is the woman who penned the song, Linda Howard Heiserman. Hi, Linda.
Hey, how are you?
But Linda, you obviously didn't sing it, right?
No, I didn't. Kevin Havens of Herndon, Virginia is performing it for me.
Uh-huh.
Well, we've only heard a little bit of it, but I'll tell you, we sure do love it.
Oh, I'm so happy.
We've only heard the first 3 or 4 notes, and already
it's destined to be a number one hit.
You know, there was an old saying in Top 40 Radio, you could tell a hit record after 5 seconds. I could tell the moment I heard that first guitar lick, I knew this was going
to
be a song.
I'm trying to get it played this Saturday. They're having a huge Redskin thing at FedEx Field, but Redskin Park just won't return my call.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Well, you are going to get coverage now, not only on our show, but throughout America.
I am, I got a very nice letter from Joe Gibbs acknowledging the song and appreciating it. So that meant a lot to me.
Are you born again?
Excuse me?
Are you born again?
I'm a Christian. Is that what you mean?
Well, he hands out cards. So
yes, Joe, Coach Joe, as we like calling him.
Oh, is that what you call him?
Yeah, he hands out cards. They say, would you like to be born again?
Oh, he does? Oh, no. I'm not. No. But, I mean, I go to the Methodist church, but we just grew up. I was not allowed to date Dallas Cowboys fans growing up. I'm not. That is the absolute truth. We were.
Okay. Well, I'm born again. And my friend Mike is born again. We're all born again.
Yeah.
Praise Jesus for this song. I thank Jesus that you have written this song. This is a beautiful song.
Praise God.
Well, thank you.
Praise God.
I hope people will like it. I did it for all those old Redskin fans who just love
Yeah,
RFK
you did good.
All glory
you
to
did
God.
Good, baby.
They will all love glory it. To God. All gifts to God. There you go.
That's right.
All techniques into one. Freedom from constipation.
Amen. Thank you for being on the show. We are going to play your record now.
That sounds great.
What would you like to say to our audience before? Now, we've had the privilege of hearing it, but
we heard the first few bars and were wowed immediately.
We knew it was a smash. What would you say to the millions of people that are listening right now about to hear your Joe Gibbs tribute song?
I want them to just put their burgundy and gold on and just blast it out for their team because we're coming back thanks to Coach Joe Gibbs.
Yeah, how long did it take you to write this song?
You know, it's the fastest song I've ever written. I'm not kidding you. I wrote it on a Wednesday night, and then his conference came on Thursday night, and I went back. I called my dad. He was in Florida to make sure I had all my trivia facts right about
Praise
the Super Bowl,
Jesus.
You know?
Amen.
And I listened to his I listened to his press conference, and
really?
He said, I don't want to hear the word Super Bowl. And I had that in the song,
yes,
so I
right,
took
honey.
It out.
You took it out. Great.
Took it out, rewrote it, and went into the studio on Friday and recorded
okay.
it.
So. Okay, well, it's great talking to you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for sending us your record.
What's that?
Thank you for sending us your record.
You're welcome, and thank you for sharing it with all those Redskin fans out there that I hope will get a kick out of it.
All right!
I love it. It's just great.
I want, when he walks out into that stadium, the first game, I want people to sing that chorus to that song to make it feel at home.
All right, nice talking to you.
Bye-bye.
Praise Jesus. Thank Jesus for your talent.
Thank you so much. I do thank Jesus every day. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye
then.
Jesus is right.
Hold on.
I got a phone call from Jesus. Yes, the song sucks.
Well, nothing's been the same since he left that day.
God.
Momentum for the skin slowly faded away.
Oh, my God.
We know he loves his cars, he loves the fast track. But in Redskins land, we're glad he's coming back.
Only here.
As Redskins fans, we're not trying to be glib. But look out, Dallas, our coach is Joe Gibbs. Joe Gibbs.
All right, glib and Gibbs. Listen to this.
Joe Gibbs. Welcome back to D.C. As your 12th man, we're believing in you.
Morons.
Work your magic like you used to do.
Yeah.
God.
Work it, Joe.
For 12 years, Joe Gibbs was more than our coach. Every player and fan listened when he spoke. Devoted to family, a class act guy.
Yeah.
Needed youth for tomorrow, changing young people's lives.
Praise Jesus.
As chief and commander, he defined winning teams. Out of 4 Super Bowls, we were winners in.
Aussie, she broke her dad's rule.
Yeah. Super Bowl's in it. That's it. We got to throw it away.
Welcome back to D.C.
I'm sorry we don't have time to hear the entire
song. Oh, that's a shame, Don.
But from time to time, when you least expect it, I'm going to pull it out.
Good.
Yes, it is.
As it often pleases, I want.
It pleases us greatly when you pull it out. I believe not since that Super Bowl song that we've sung for years.
Skins going to the bowl. It was done to the tune of Money, Money.
Ah.
Super Bowl. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, we're going bowling, bow, bow, bowling.
It's been this many long years.
Well, nothing's been the same since he left that day.
Yuck.
Momentum for the skin slowly faded away. We know he loves
Hold on, the ghost of Vince Lombardi's on the phone. Yes, coach?
Shut up. And we're glad he's coming back.
Tom Landry's on the phone, the ghost of Tom Landry. Tom?
Shut up! Look out, Dallas, our coach is Joe Gibbs. Joe Gibbs, we love your legacy.
Even Dan Snyder's on the phone. Dan?
Shut up! Welcome back to D.C. as your 12th man.
We're well, proud to debut that for you.
There you go. Let's give it a nice round of applause.
That's very nice.
Piece of garbage.
Oh, my God.
Keep them coming.
Oh, boy.
Keep them coming.
Yeah, absolutely. We love them.
That's just the first of many Joe Gibbs tributes.
Amen.
I'm
She's
sure.
Never written a song that fast.
Never. She wrote it on a Wednesday night.
Oh, you heard what I said?
No!
And she thought to send it to us.
I sure like it.
There you go.
I smell something else.
Oh. Okay, guys, come on.
Sorry.
Wouldn't it great sound great out of a jingle?
Yeah. Oh, no, he's going to do it. There's only one way to find out.
The Don and
Mike Show. Star of tomorrow.
Well, nothing's been the same.
You don't get a talk up. Do you think they'd give you a talk up?
No intro time.
When he can do the, well.
All right, then he's got to go.
Star of tomorrow today.
W-K-K. Well, nothing's been the same.
Yeah. And for my money, if you want to start a hit record, start it with,
well. We know he loved his cars. He loved
after a strum, of course.
But yeah. In Redskins land, we're
this is good enough to win on American Idol.
I agree.
Redskins fans.
This could be John Stevens.
But look out, Dallas, our coach. Is
except it would have to be that monotone.
Look out, Dallas, our coach. I sing like a wimp.
Okay, that's the Joe Gibbs tribute song.
As your 12th man, we're believing
Shut
in
up.
You.
There you go. All right.
So I'm glad we got that on, and we'll have that whenever we need it.
Thank goodness.
You know, whenever football is in the news or Joe Gibbs is in the news.
Football!
And if you live in one of those cities where you have all those dumb songs, well, send them to us.
Yeah.
Well, hard to argue with success, Mike.
Well, not.
That's all you need to hear.
That's it.
All you really, that's all you really just, let me feel, I just cut her off after well.
Well.
There you go. That's right there.
Uh-huh.
This is the birth of a hit record.
Oh, yeah. Well.
That's it. That's all you need to hear. When you've got the golden ear,
mm-hmm.
and note how I point to my ear when I say, yes. You've got the golden ear.
The golden ear.
You go, smash.
Well.
That's it. Give me the next record.
People mm-hmm. always say to me, why does Dom walk with his head cocked to one side as he's got the golden ear?
Yeah. Okay, let me hear it. What do you got? Okay.
Well.
That's a smash. I'm putting that in A rotation. What else did you bring in the office today?
It's hot.
I don't care if you got the latest by J-Lo. Uh-huh. I don't care if you got Puff. I don't care. I don't care if you two's got a new record.
Oh, man, dude.
Listen to this smash.
Well,
that's all I can play you right now. Yeah. But it is a smash.
I agree.
A stone-cold smash.
Wow.
Do we have time? Yes, sure we have time for a little affiliate roulette.
Very exciting.
We've not done this in a long time. I told you that. We've had an ongoing process here in the last month or so to try to find out exactly where we stand.
Yeah.
But we still don't know. As far as the syndication of this show, we do know that we're in a lot more cities than we thought.
Yeah.
Lucky be lady tonight.
I used to like this song. I really did. I thought this song had a lyric. It had a great presentation tonight. Until I heard that other song.
Well,
if you've ever been.
So we think the way that we're going to try to figure out with some of these stations if we're on the air or not, since we try to call our network and figure things out, we really can't. We're going to just do affiliate roulette.
Can't wait to see who we're going to call today.
Now, keep in mind, as I was just saying, that Westwood One, our syndicating company, they've done a great job. We got a lot of big market clears for this show.
Mm-hmm.
We're feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some stations that we just don't know about.
Yeah.
Some stations on the list where we never get a call from their city. So let's... Who will we be playing for today, Mike? Let's see. Who are we going to play for today?
You going to roll it again?
Come on, Big Bucks.
Here's my $5 bill.
Okay, here we go. All in quarters, Buzz. And, we do have a city. We do have a city. We've never called. I know I've read the slug before. Lake Tahoe, California.
Ah,
yeah. Okay.
Do you think we're on this station or not on?
I do not. I think we'd get calls from Lake Tahoe.
I think we may be on. And I swear on my kids' life, these are the ones on the affiliate list.
There's only one way to find out. There's only one way to find out.
I think, Buzz.
I think being on in Reno and Sac, we're probably not on in Lake Tahoe. I'd agree with Mike on that.
Okay, let's find out.
I said not on there. Monday.
Oh, hold on. I'm calling the wrong station. Lake Tahoe, 775-1775. Okay, Rob, you told them in the back room that we would tell them they're on the air?
Exactly.
Okay. All right, cool. So we won't have any of that problem like we had when we called Lionel Richie the other day.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Lionel.
Yeah.
Hello.
So we're calling KTHO.
K, though.
Right. Hello. Hello, is this KTHO? There is a misdial. Either a misdial or the station's owned by one guy.
Operates out of his car. I'm not available right now. You're on, though. I guarantee.
All right, now this time I've double-checked, even with these big pudgy digits, that I've hit the right number.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Mm. Okay, one more. This is the magic of affiliate roulette.
Yes, it is.
775.
You never know. It's like Forrest Gump said. You never know what you're going to get.
One. All right, come on. Let's get through now.
Let's reach into our box of chocolates.
Lake Tahoe, California.
Go!
There's a ring.
Yay!
Here we go. Answer and say KTHO.
And win.
K-tho.
K-tho in Lake Tahoe.
Hello?
Is this KTHO?
No. How can I help you?
This is the Don and Mike Show. We're on the radio right now. Is this you're not a radio station?
No, we're not.
Were you ever a radio station?
Not since we've picked the phone up today, no.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I was going to ask if he owned a wax museum. I don't know.
No, he'd have a heavy southern accent.
Well, now, again, we don't know about this. Perhaps if someone's calling from Lake Tahoe.
Does that count as a negative, though, that we weren't able to get through?
It's entirely possible that the wrong number is on the list.
It's entirely different.
But either way, we're going to spin again, Mike.
Let's do it.
And we'll find out if we're on in Lake Tahoe, because I'm sure someone will call us from Reno. Well, no, I see the area code, though, for Lake Tahoe.
Uh-huh.
It'll show up on caller ID. 775.
We have the right area code. Oh, what's the affiliate now? What do we have there? It just landed in the slot.
Oh, hold on a second. Brian. Hello, Brian.
Yes. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
Yeah, most of Lake Tahoe, South Lake Tahoe, North Lake, is all 530 area code.
Where is 775?
That was for the Nevada side, but the Nevada side of Lake Tahoe is like one-third compared to two-thirds.
So I should try that same number with 530?
530, correct.
All right.
Bye, buddy.
Okay, thank you, buddy. Okay.
All right, buddy. AM 590. AM 590. 590 AM.
What was it? 530? 530. Oh,
I lost it. 690.
Well, they should love this. We, you know, and if they're not running the show...
We're sorry.
Spotlight on Lake Tahoe.
Well, we're going to spin again, Mike.
All right, very good. Before you do, is this the number you have? Because that's their main business number.
That's a different number, Buzz.
Yeah.
All right, hold on a second.
Again, the 530 area code.
Buzz, hold that up.
Burbank with the pull. And this number.
All right, Buzz. My list is obviously outdated.
According to their website.
Let's see what happens. I should have done that. This is the correct number now, as the excitement is really building to a fever pitch.
They seem to be right on the phones.
Are we on the air in Lake Tahoe?
Is there a radio station there?
Hi, you have been.
For what in?
Residence Inn.
Did you dial the old area code or the new one?
I did the one that Buzz said with area code 530.
We're gonna move on.
Because you have
I just have a feeling if you called that number with the original area code that you had.
Alright, I'll try it.
I just one last time.
Alright, I'll try it. With
never
five,
say die.
With 530?
Uh-huh. No.
Yes,
530.
Well, wait a minute.
Is that on the website? On the website, yes. KTHO AM 590 Business Office.
All right, hold it
and
up
then
again.
The number.
Hold it up again.
All right.
One.
Because one of my numerals may have looked like a different
hold
numeral.
Hold on. Now, you wrote on the top 503.
Yes, I did. It's 530. That's correct. I'm just trying to keep up here.
Hold on, Buzz. I'm going to go to East Coast Bob, who's
all
on
right,
the phone.
Good.
But affiliate roulette requires precision, Buzz.
I know.
We've got to win those.
But speed also.
East Coast Bob from EastCoastBob.com. Hello, Bob.
Hey, I've got one of those good AM radios. I picked up their station here, and they're you're not on.
Ah.
they're doing top of the hour news right now. So.
All right,
good. We're not on
thank
in
you,
Lake
you know that, so
know.
Lake
scratch it off the list.
Very I will good. Keep monitoring them to make sure, though.
Yes,
thank you, East Coast Bob.
Bye.
Well, there's
thank
always
you.
That pesky tape delay, too.
Yeah. All right, well, I am a big loser there. Let me just center myself for a moment because I lost that bet.
Relax and center yourself.
Ooh.
Well.
Okay, I'm ready.
And I love just playing that part of it.
Let's spin again, Mike.
Okay, where are we going now? Let's see. There it goes, round and round, little white ball going around the big wheel. Yes, sir. Where should it stop? Nobody will know.
Hold on. There it is. Superior, Wisconsin.
Superior, Wisconsin.
Have we ever received a phone call from Superior, Wisconsin?
W. Gitchigumi.
One.
Superior, it said, never gives up her dead on the big lake they call Gitchigumi.
W. Gee. W-G-E-E. I say we're off.
State of Best Communications, this is Melissa.
Hi, is this W-G-E-E?
That's one of our stations.
Hi, this is Don and Mike. We're on the radio right now. We might be on your station. We're wondering, are we on WGEE right now?
Let me check.
From 2 to 6 p.m.? It's just after 3 o'clock now where you are?
Yes.
Take your time.
I'm sorry.
That's
phone.
Okay. That's okay.
Mike and Mike.
Nope. Go further down. 2 to 6 p.m. right now. WGEE.
We have ESPN on right now on WGEE.
You're positive about that?
That's what my schedule says. Mm-hmm. I can transfer you to the program director.
Yes, that for confirmation, that might be nice.
That'd be great.
Hold on.
outside.
That'd be great. Don't you love those big buildings where they have that many radios?
Rob, this is the one where you're going to tell the guy he's out of the air. Okay.
You have a name for him on the list?
Richard. No. The name is Mark Fleischer.
Oh, okay.
Like that's going to help. Here's Mike in Reno who says he can clear things up for us as we continue to play affiliate roulette. Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Oh, Mike, hold on. This bulletin just in.
Well.
Okay. Oh, my Lord.
Anyway.
That's my delivery route, South Lake Tahoe. And as far as I know, there is no radio station broadcasting from South Lake. We pick up the Don and Mike show on 1270 The Buzz out of Reno.
In Reno. All right. Thank
Very
you.
Very good.
Reno. Thank you, Mike. See you later.
Thanks.
Thanks. Rob, is anybody picking up the phone there?
Hi, Melissa. It's Rob with the Don and Mike show. Fleisch wasn't at his desk.
All right. We're going to spin it one more time, Mike.
Very good. Where are we going?
Because now we're 0 for 2.
0 for 2. We're losing on roulette.
Well, these are stations that I was unsure about, and I've been able to get any confirmation.
Yeah, we can scratch them off the list.
Now from the network on.
All right. Where do we stop this time?
Oh, Keene, New Hampshire.
Keene, New Hampshire? One of my best friends went to Keene State up there.
WKNE.
Good college up there. Keene State College.
Okay, 603.
AM 1290. New Hampshire, a beautiful state.
Where do you get all this stuff from, Buzz?
Off the web.
Hold on, do I have that? I have AM 1220. Oh, are you just doing a search on these call letters right away?
Right.
The number you have reached.
Of course.
362.
Yeah.
Oh, hold
on.
Oh,
okay. It's a 5.
Oh.
Okay. All right, shut up. I made a mistake. Sorry.
All right, we're going to redial.
Sorry about that.
Calling Keene, New Hampshire for our brand new affiliate that might not be on.
Keene.
It's Keene.
Okay. And I don't know if these are brand new or not. I'm just
Betting gentlemen, I say we'll be on here.
I say we're not on. I say we go 0 for 3 today on affiliate roulette.
Good afternoon, Monadnock Radio Group.
Yes, good afternoon. This is Don and Mike. We're on the radio right now. Are we calling radio station WKNE?
That's one of our stations.
Yes, we're trying to figure out if we're on that station right now. I have a list of affiliates for our national show, and I'm not really sure exactly what stations we're on.
You're not on WKNE. WKNE is a top 40 station.
Oh, what about, do you have an AM station?
We have two AM stations. We have KBK and ZBK.
Are we on any of those stations?
I believe you were on ZBK, but I don't think you are anymore.
Oh. And why is it that you took our show off?
Let me see if I can find somebody you can talk to.
Of course.
This is great. I asked
That's
you.
Great. We're on them and we don't know, and then by the time we find out, we're off them. That sucks!
This is as good as American Idol is.
Fantastic. They're still on their website. There are your pictures.
Well, see, maybe this dumb girl's not right. Because what does it say? Who's that, Jim Rome? What does it say for the time slot for Jim Rome?
Let's see. I miss the morning. Jim Rome, noon to 3. Don and Mike, 3 to 7.
3 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
Fleisch says we were on in the year 2003, but we're no longer on.
This would be in New Hampshire?
Yeah, wherever Fleisch is.
Did you
wait, is that Fleisch or is that...
Fleischer. We talked to Melissa there. Was that New Hampshire?
That was Superior, wasn't it?
Superior, that's what it was.
And what was the deal there? Why'd they take us off there?
They didn't mention it, but she said she was uncomfortable speaking to you gentlemen again.
Okay, very good.
But you used to be on there.
We wouldn't want her to be uncomfortable. All right, now we're seeing if we don't go 0 for 3, but it sounds like we might be going 0 for 3.
But Buzz says we're on their website.
If it's a sloppy little radio station and they make changes, they're not going to change their website. Might not be up to date. Imus in the morning.
Well, that's a winner.
In the afternoon.
That's a winning lineup. Didn't he pass away?
No Doze Radio, they call it.
Right.
Don and Mike? Larry? They were on.
Larry,
I don't know. I don't know. Don and Mike?
Hello? Hello? Did they
something got hung up on? That means we're not on.
Oh, come on.
I swear to God, that means we're not on. So he just hung up on us.
No.
Oh.
They did.
Cowards. Weasels.
They did. Well... That's how we play affiliate roulette.
Bravo, ladies and gentlemen. 0 for 3.
It's the only way we're going to figure out who's in and who's out.
The call. Please hang up.
Right, I guess. Thank you.
Who's betting to break even?
A lady tonight.
So we found out today it's Keene, New Hampshire. Gone.
Bye-bye.
Also,
tonight. Superior, Wisconsin.
And Lake Tahoe, California.
Lake Tahoe may never have existed.
The one station, Buzz says we're still on their website.
Yeah, very much.
but that's
them.
The one where they just hung up on us, right,
yes,
Buzz? Is that the New Hampshire one?
That's the one that hung up on us.
Well, Rob, why don't or Buzz, somebody look into that, so you see if we really are on or not.
Is that New Hampshire?
Yeah,
yes.
In New Hampshire.
Yes. In New Hampshire?
That's the kind of spontaneous publicity.
Yeah.
Push the show over the edge.
I'll call off the air like a dumb guy.
Okay.
Watch the transformation.
Because usually...
The number you have reached,
Jesus
362.
Yes, okay, no. 352. I am a dumb guy.
352.
Oh, God, area code first. One. God. Keen. Six. I keep losing my place on the face. Stop it! 1-6-0-3-3-5-2.
This is great. I love affiliate roulette. I really do.
Okay, now ring, goddammit! I command you to ring!
6-2-9.
I'm trying as hard as I can on affiliate roulette.
I know.
The number you...
What?
6.
Yes. Right.
9-2-3...
Right.
Are we trying again? Are you spinning again? Or are you just playing with the marble for fun?
Just playing with the marble for fun. Okay, I got you. That's it on affiliate roulette tonight.
Very good.
Okay. That's all. That's all the good news I can handle in
one
break.
It was successful.
It's a good game.
It is a fun game.
Now let's see these area codes coming up. Let me see if any of these area codes on the caller ID are from any of these cities that we're trying to call. Where's area code 408? Hi, Don and Mike Show. Where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from San Jose, but I'm catching you on the big Sacramento station, AM 1140.
Right, okay, thank you.
Yeah, that has to do with what?
You, hello, here's area code 7. Where's area code 775? God, I should know this. I'm a DJ. Hello?
Hi, this is Reno, Nevada.
Reno, well, we know we're on in Reno.
Yes, you are. I don't know who they're calling, but you definitely are. I'm listening to you right now.
Yes, but you understand that there's a station in Lake Tahoe as well.
Yes.
A separate station that we thought was carrying the show.
Yeah, well, why did you call?
Mandy?
Why did I call?
Yeah, yes. What did you call to say?
Nevada, and the Buzz should be on there.
We know that we're on in Reno.
Yeah.
We've been on for a long time. Mike, come on. Come on, Mike. Come on now.
I don't get mad very often.
It's a donut
okay,
out of your
well,
ears,
I
ma'am.
To let you know, thank you, and you have a good day.
Thank you, duh.
You too.
Oh, Mandy.
Stupid.
Well, you came and you gave without taking. Just wanted you to know, I'm listening.
Me.
We got it.
Me, world of me.
I just finished my eclairs. Not related to anything you were talking about, though.
A lot of people are just calling in now wanting us to know that we're on in their cities. But we were asking
Well, there are a lot of affiliates that we know we're on.
But you understand that
like
Tahoe is close to Reno, so the people in Reno are calling.
And I, being a New Englander, I'm still curious about Keene. If we are on the website, I'd like a confirmation. But it sounds like somebody picked up and hung up.
Here's area code 510, wherever that is.
Radio God.
Where's area code 510?
510 is the Bay Area. I'm picking you up out of Sacramento.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
And I'm just calling to make Mike's day a little bit better.
Hey, hold on. Hold on. If you're in the Bay Area, though, why aren't you listening on the San Francisco station?
Because at 2 o'clock, they cut away from you a lot of times.
Hey,
2 o'clock West Coast time.
The good news just keeps coming.
Good to know.
I don't know if I can handle any more good news.
All right. Well, you know what the good news is?
What?
I'll tell you the good news, Mike. Kim Bauer is wearing different outfits on 24. That's the good news.
Okay, thanks, Hammerhead.
Hammerhead. You're going to set the alarm.
Oh, come on. Give me a pass on that.
Here it comes.
Give me a pass. We just had a real awful affiliate
There's
roulette.
There's no
session.
Passes allowed. There's the hammer alert.
Sorry. You know, in previous incarnations of the show, I would have called him one of a thousand different names.
I understand, but now Hammerhead is there. Well, that's a good solid
click.
Name.
You see, this is what happens when the house wins all our money.
Yeah. All right, well, that's how you play affiliate roulette.
That was spanking.
Let me just say this.
Well.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
At Reparations Technical Institute, we offer a cornucopia of educational and business opportunities for brothers and sisters to pursue higher learning. We from the pursuit, brother.
Brothers, join us at Reparations Technical Institute and learn hatred for the white devil in a relaxed campus atmosphere where classes range
from
hatred for the white devil
to
advanced hatred for the white devil
and
volleyball.
The Don and Mike Show.
And volleyball. She's getting on my Robert tape, Sunday. Let me make sure here again.
Say Whitey.
There you go. Okay. Who he?
Who he?
There you go.
Ghetto-licious?
This is Ghetto-licious.
They're all there. Hi, Julia.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right. Next week, we're giving away 5 trips for 2 to Los Angeles.
Wow.
To attend the 2004 Taurus World Stunt Awards, courtesy of Spike TV. One of the trips is a grand prize to be able to participate in Spike TV's Wanna Be a Stuntman Search contest to be held in Los Angeles. All of the trips have 2 nights, 3 days hotel, and event passes. Courtesy of Spike TV, watch this TV show. And if you win the trip to Los Angeles, one of the 5 trips we're giving away next week, you'll be accompanied by Dennis Murphy. Who will probably never see Dennis Hopper, who is hosting the show.
Okay, Don.
May 26th on Spike TV.
Well.
Charmingly ghetto.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Okay. Get Bob Mailman in here.
Sorry?
Yeah. Yeah, and
how about you, Bobo?
Mike, here is a surprise for you. We are on KHTO in Lake Tahoe, Nevada.
Oh, we are?
Here now is the program director. Hello.
Hello, Val.
You got me.
You got me. I got it hook, line, and sinker.
And now here is Bobby Mailman.
Yay.
Robert.
Hey, where's the...
how about you, Bobo?
Robert.
Where's the... Rob, where's the... We need Robert's theme. Now what happened to Rob A? Is that an O.J. Simpson Mitchell & Ness you're wearing today? Of course it is.
Very nice.
Of course. And I'll just throw back.
Oh, yes, we do.
That's the funniest. That's the funniest outfit.
Knots landing, that's my
thing. No, here you go.
Always got to start it.
Yes,
always
we do.
Say, Whitey.
What a controversial jersey you're wearing.
Yeah. I had to wash the blood stains out.
Robert has one of those, I love those Mitchell & Ness jerseys. He's got one of the O.J. Simpson ones on.
Yeah, I got a whole bunch of them, Don.
I'd wear it if he didn't kill his wife and cut her head off.
Well, there are a lot of people who have made mistakes in life.
So you're accepting the fact that he's guilty. You're just giving him a free pass, he made a mistake and we ought to give him a free pass.
Look, DNA is our friend. White jerseys aren't. DNA is my friend.
Uh-huh.
So if there's DNA in your car or somebody who's dead,
yeah.
You did it.
Really?
So I'm one of the only guys that let it out on national radio here today, 10 years later.
Mm-hmm.
He killed them.
This is Ghetto-licious.
But I have to preface that.
Who cares? Speak into the microphone.
Who cares?
All right.
I don't care.
Who cares? Right.
Yeah, who cares?
Who cares?
The only reason you are upset about that, the white America is upset about, because he killed 2 white. If he killed 2 black people, y'all wouldn't care.
Robert, I'm not upset. Come on now.
Yeah. You mention it all the time. Oh, the O.J. jury this and O.J. jury that.
O.J.
But I didn't come here for that.
That's right.
Come on now.
Now, we're here talking.
Why are you wearing a Cleveland Indians hat?
Because I just like the logo.
The logo? You know, that's very controversial.
But you're breaking the cardinal rule, though. And this has nothing to do with the race.
Sir?
Here's the rule. You're wearing a Buffalo Bills jersey.
Oh, okay.
You don't wear a Cleveland Indians hat with it. You just don't.
I can do what the hell I want.
No, you don't. Robert, you know, it's the King Ralph rule. The King Ralph rule.
I don't know King Ralph.
Okay.
Okay?
It's
the last king, I was enslaved, so I could wear nothing back then.
Let me say it's a...
Okay, the last king I knew got shot in the chest by a white man.
It is a great white movie.
Yes.
Starring the great white John Goodman.
Sorry, I don't look at great white movies with the great white John Goodman.
And dig this, it's so great. He's some schmuck from the Midwest who goes to England and meets the Queen.
Yeah, sounds interesting.
when he meets her, he's wearing a Packers jacket and I think a Chicago Cubs hat.
And that's very bad.
Hilarity ensues.
You don't mix
who
the team.
Who cares, Don?
I do, Robert.
Well, I don't.
I do.
Okay.
I do. But you're not here to talk about the Cleveland Indians, the Buffalo Bills. You're here to talk about your love. What does it tell you? Your love of white women?
No, Don.
And Robert, why is it that you think some people inside this radio station don't approve of the fact that you're dating a white woman?
Is that true? Because, I haven't heard that. I haven't heard that.
On both sides.
Really?
Both sides.
Is that what Robert has said?
Oh, yeah. Because when I called in the other day, and I made mention that I'm currently seeing
a white woman, there was a collective groan that went out over the air.
Say,
everybody
white
in this office.
How long?
Everybody in the studio.
How long have you been seeing this white woman?
About a month or so.
A month? What do you mean there was a groan? I didn't remember a groan.
I felt it. I heard it.
No, I think you're being paranoid.
I heard
paranoid.
Buzz go, oh.
No, we did not.
Yes, you did, Buzz.
You know me better
than
that.
Now, I understand that.
I understand that Colette, sweet Colette, is giving you crap about the fact that you're dating a white woman.
Well, that's the typical sister thing about brothers. They're not enough good brothers.
Typical, Robert. What are you stereotyping for?
No, this is true.
Typical.
Matter of fact, another air personality guy.
I thought you were all about fighting stereotypes, Robert.
No, I like building them up, then breaking them down.
So you know that. What did Colette, who's our receptionist, what did she say?
I can't say her name because she told me not to mention her on the air, Don.
Oh, right. So we just say that lady. What did that lady say?
I called in to say I was coming in, you know, right? Because Colette and I happen to be friendly. Okay.
Good.
Okay.
You're always hanging around out there. Whenever you're here now, that's where you hang out.
Right. Half time I don't even come in here because I'm outside just talking or I walk around the back, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. So I just happened to mention to Colette a couple of days ago that, the lady up front.
Yes. The lady
I was
up
coming
front.
In. She said, well, why are you coming in? I said, well, I told the fellas I'm dating a white girl. Rah, 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 rah. Hung up the phone on me and started, no black men, women dating our men, you know,
wow.
Started
rearing
like Bill Cosby and this and that. She started hanging up on me. I said, wait a minute.
Wow.
I'm not that type of brother.
Now, wait,
you guys, for years.
Hold it. Let me ask you a question. Did you determine that she was really upset or
yeah,
was she was just
she
giving
was
you a hard time?
Huh. There is a contingent of women. Black women that ain't about nothing, but they just want to see you miserable. As long as I'm single and sad, it's okay. As soon as I do something for myself, you know.
Well, Robert, I don't think that's a black-white
thing.
That's a man-woman thing.
Man, okay.
It's a man-woman thing.
It's definitely the men versus women.
Of course.
Amen.
There you go.
Now you're talking.
The key to being happy and single is to have consistent sex. Because if you don't, that's when your mind starts playing with you. Mm-hmm. You know, it's you. You're nothing. You're,
how many
you know,
letters?
Something like you did, Mike.
I think you're right. I agree. Mm-hmm. How many letters did you deliver today?
None. I was off. I had a doctor's appointment today.
Uh-huh. Now, when you were, because we're Robert.
A real doctor's appointment, or were you just
fixing? I had a real doctor's appointment.
You didn't just call your boss and what's
no,
the matter with your
phone? No, I didn't call my boss. I
called your boss and said, hey, I have a doctor's appointment.
I don't mail it in like you, Mike.
So when you were on your route yesterday,
so you got a bad foot.
How many letters did you deliver?
On average, about 1,000 or so.
About 1,000 letters a day? Is that average? Is that a high number? Is that a low number?
It's about average. Yeah.
About average?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of white women at the post office?
Not enough.
Not enough?
Mm-hmm. No.
Would you like more white women at the post office?
No, Don. I don't go after. Look. Let me tell you.
You just said not enough. You just said not enough.
Let me answer him.
But you just said not enough.
Go somewhere. I was just playing.
That's funny.
Spirit of the mind. Anyway, Don, Donnie with an I.
Mike, don't you understand radio like Robert does?
I do. I do. I'm sorry that I didn't get that.
Mike, would you get up to our speed, please?
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm just mailing it in over here like I do every day.
Yes, you are. Let me tell you something, Donnie with an I.
Yes.
I got a whole lot of stuff to go over. But, however, I've come in here for several years now.
Yes.
And I've always told you guys in America that I love my sisters. Let me say that first. I love black women. I don't have a preference for white women. Mm-hmm. I have a preference for
females.
Females.
Yeah. Women.
Because I can't say what we use.
You like all women.
I like.
Understood.
No.
You like that.
You would date a black woman.
I would date anybody.
You would date a white
like
woman.
I'd like Captain Kirk. I'd date a green bitch.
You would date an Asian woman.
I'd date a green bitch.
Okay.
Okay, so I don't go after the so-called white prize. It's not me.
So-called.
I like all.
Say whitey.
Okay, but our mutual friend, brought this out.
At the front desk.
At the front desk, brought this out.
All right, may I see that?
I don't really want you to look at it.
You have some kind of an envelope, a manila
folder.
What
does it
say on the outside? I don't want you to read it, man.
Well, give it to me. Just give it to me. What does it say? It says
black versus black.
Black versus black.
Don't open it up. That come on, Don. Don.
Was this
Don? Hey, that's for me. That's for me. Come on,
hold
man.
Hold on. Hold on. Now,
is this some more of his controversial materials
yes,
that he's got?
Give it back.
Hold on.
Give it back, Don.
Hold on, Robert. Hold on,
Don.
Let me tell you.
What
don't
is it?
Say it.
Here's what he has written down.
Don't.
What's wrong with saying big, beautiful women?
I'm gonna
Come on.
Are these your topics?
Yeah.
Is this your show prep, Robert?
Oh, Robert, yeah. All right. Prep. Never mind. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's his material.
Dude, just tell me it's your prep. I don't always come in here with the folder.
Okay, well,
I'm always prepared.
You held
actually,
it up.
This is one of the times when you've come in, you know, you've kind of streamlined it. Normally, you come in with a tremendous amount of material.
I don't know how much time I have.
Right.
If I come in here with three or four folders, Donna kicked me off the air. Last time I was here, I was kicked off.
So he's just here with his desk piece. he's here.
Last time I was here, you kicked me out.
I approved of that decision.
Yeah. So let me explain what's been happening. I've been in here since December. Okay. So since then, I've had several relationships.
Yes.
One with the lady, you know, ex-girlfriend. I knocked her tooth out of her mouth. You remember that?
Yeah.
What? You what?
I knocked her tooth out of her mouth.
How'd you do that?
We'll talk about
it. We can't go into the details.
An accident.
Because of the new standards.
Exactly.
I think people probably would understand.
I remember.
It doesn't
Don
involve.
Don remembers.
It doesn't involve anything really violent.
No.
Or, well, maybe it does.
Yeah.
But it's not anything where you were hitting somebody.
Face.
Okay, we understand.
Yeah, I understand, but you weren't hit. Yeah, okay. No. I just didn't remember.
Not with his hands.
Now, right. Now, her and I, we hooked back up again.
Uh-huh.
And the tooth fell out again.
Oh, dear.
God. Yeah.
Wow.
And she has since moved, so that relationship is over.
That's probably for the best. All right, I'm going to ask this in as delicate a way as I can.
Sure.
You know, reminding myself that we have these new standards. The tooth issue. You said it fell out again. Now, does this speak to the quality of the tooth or the quality of you?
The quality of me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
The quality of Robert, the angry male.
All right. I thought so.
Don't speak of yourself in third person. Don't do that.
I've been told a lot of things lately, like, ooh, you're...
So listen, you're with the girl whose tooth you knocked out, then the tooth fell out again, then what happens? Is there more girls after this?
Yes. The night I was kicked off the show, I told you guys then that I was going to see a rather heavy set sister.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I remember.
And that night, I had an epiphany, okay? Her and I, we got together.
Right on.
And parts weren't cooperating because they were not satisfied with what they were being served.
Mm-hmm.
It was too much.
I think I can understand. He's doing a really, really good job.
He's
of painting the picture. I certainly can understand.
I follow you as well.
No. So that night, it came to me: no more fat women.
Hmm.
No more. I'm done. Okay.
You're no longer turned on by fat chicks.
I wasn't ever, but relations is relations. Okay.
It was the last call for alcohol.
It was the last call for alcohol. And this girl, 350. You know.
Oh, Robert.
375.
Oh.
Went home with a 10, woke up with a 1.
Oh, no, went home with a 10, woke up with a 20.
Wow.
Yuck.
So that night I said no. Okay, so
are you serious? 350?
He said 375.
Maybe more.
Wow. Oh, my.
So anyway, you know me. I don't care. I don't judge women. That's one of my qualities.
Incredible.
That's why women love you, Robert.
Yes, they do. So
yes, they do.
Between the lost tooth and big girl.
Yeah.
I've been chatting, which is my forte because I don't have a lot of time for dating, working three jobs.
Now are you chatting
about the internet?
On the phone or are you on the internet?
Phone, internet.
Okay.
So I've hooked up. I've got on black websites, of course. And there are white women on those black websites that want to hook up with brothers.
Do the white women identify themselves on those websites?
Pictures, like I've told you before. So this particular young lady, we started talking.
Mm-hmm.
And it took about 10 hours from talk to bed.
Wow. 10 hours.
Yeah. I served her.
When's the last time you had an AIDS test?
AIDS test?
Seriously?
I'll take one on the air.
Well, listen, okay. I mean, you're meeting girls. You
use protection, right?
Yeah. 10 hours.
I use protection on.
Yeah, but it was hair. You know, I mean, and we're talking about 10 hours from keystroke to, you know, final.
Yeah, and I can't go past the store between then and...
Okay, if you're saying that, you know, we're concerned, especially with the big stories Buzz has had lately.
Well, that's the
porno
industry.
That whole porno business.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, well, I quit the porno business years ago.
Well, there you go.
Okay, well, thank God for that.
So
you're a government employee now.
Yeah, right. So I started hooking up with this young lady. And
10 hours from chat to bed.
Yeah. We start talking, and overnight.
What did you say to her?
What's your record, Mike? Mine's about 4 hours from chat to bed.
I'm probably two dates. Probably is my
is that paying for it?
Oh, no, it's instant messaging, Rob.
Mm. Oh, that's not true. I'm lying.
He's like, dear Rob, what are you doing? Nothing. Thinking of you.
It took you 4 hours to get Rob?
Yeah, well.
Well, he's playing hard to get.
That was a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
Robert, so let's get to the point here. You're with a white woman now. And who, besides the woman at the radio station whose name you don't want to say, who else doesn't approve of the fact that you're seeing a white woman?
Yeah. Several young ladies at the PO.
I know you don't like to mention names, but could we get a celebrity that this woman most resembles?
The white woman.
The white woman.
The white devil.
The white demon.
Mm-hmm. The white Saint Whitey.
Saint Whitey.
OJ's wife.
Oh, wow. Really?
Really?
So much. So much. She carries her head in a bowling bag?
Wow.
She's dead. I'm just kidding. No, but, who does she look like?
Didn't you say the other day, she's slightly larger?
Yeah, from the waist down, she's got a sister's body. She got the big A's and the legs and the stomach up, she's pretty cool.
So what's your message today? You have a
form
here.
My message today is that I wasn't driven to the white woman. I wasn't driven to the devil.
Right.
It just came to me. And it showed me an apple and I bit it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
The sisters out there that are listening, and even the ones that aren't, that are upset at the brothers who date white women.
Yes.
Yes.
I have a little list here of several of the women that I've come in contact with. All of them black.
All right, so, let's hear this. Let's get right to your your desk piece. Here we go.
It's a desk piece.
There are millions of different types of women. Each woman's is different.
Now, we're just talking about
eight categories.
From your perspective, these are all black women, though.
Right.
These black women categories that you've come up with?
All that I've dealt with. 38 years of my experiences with black women.
Okay. All right, go.
Okay,
go ahead.
You got your BBWs, which Don Blue.
That's big.
Big, beautiful women.
Right. Big, beautiful women.
And I never understood when it came okay to look like Star Jones. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stop you there. That's fascinating there.
They always talk about black men, how we die with colon cancer and sickle cell anemia and diabetes, which is true.
Mm-hmm.
But these black women are dying like flies, too. These are some fat women.
So you're saying women
start with Star Jones. May I just say, hello, Nell Carter.
Go back to, what was that movie, in the 30s.
Ross
Mabley or whatever hell.
But Ross
Mabley wasn't fat.
She just had no teeth.
I'm talking about Gone with the Wind.
Oh, yeah, the first Oscar.
But there's fat white chicks, too. There's fat white actresses.
I'm talking about my community I deal with, okay? You deal with your fat women, I'll deal with mine.
Make your own list.
All right.
Okay. So are you saying that you are concerned about the health of black women?
I ain't concerned about nothing. I'm just tired of looking at them.
Okay, very good.
I feel bad for their ankles. Okay. My next category is the GBs.
And those are?
America, in this area, these are the government bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Robert, you know what? I'm going to extend you for a break.
Okay.
Yay. I think that's a good call.
We're going to take a break. Why don't you go back, get the rest of your desk piece ready.
Okay.
If you would be so kind to please be leaving the studio always right now. Just
yes,
are you going to go talk to Colette?
No, I'm going to.
Oh, you are?
If he leaves, I'll call her up.
Why are you going to go talk to Colette?
Get out of here. See you in 10
like
minutes.
That? Why don't you tell you about talking to me like that?
See you after the commercials.
Okay, sir.
10 minutes.
Whatever.
9 minutes and 40 seconds.
Right, we're calling Colette at the front desk. Robert's coming back in the next segment.
Front desk.
Oh, hey, where's Colette?
She's taking a break.
She's taking a break.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is she really taking a break, or is she just mad at Robert taking a break?
No, she's taking a break.
Is this a little line one?
Nope, this is Samantha.
Oh, it's Sam.
Hi, Sam. Oh, today is Bring Your Kid to Work Day.
That's right.
So all the kids are here. And here's Brittany Hollingsworth on the phone with us.
Energy Daycare.
It's Bring Your Kids to Work Day?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I misread that. I thought it was Put Your Kids to Work Day. No, I brought my kids down to a factory today.
Well, no, that's what Bobby did with Sam. Sam is answering. Sam, you're answering the front desk right now.
Put your kids to work.
Please?
Sure. Yeah.
Can we hold, please? She just has
lines to answer.
How old is Sam, though? She's 16 or something like that?
16 this month, I think.
Something like that?
Mm-hmm.
God.
She's been working here answering phones for a long time.
She answered the phones when she was like 6 years old.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the WJFK sweatshop. Unworkable conditions.
That's right. Okay. Oh, here, a hate call for Robert?
Oh, come on.
Please, you're kidding me.
Well, he's got to be here to get him.
I know. He's not here now. Hey, Todd.
Yeah.
Yeah, Robert's not here. I just kicked him out. He'll be back, though.
He's a liar.
About what?
Hello?
About 1,000 letters being delivered yesterday.
How do you know?
Why would that be impossible for Robert to have not delivered 1,000 letters?
Because his reference volume, caseable letters, plus the DPS would be at least 2,000 to 3,000.
Oh, you know what? This is government guy talking to you. Yeah. Hold on. You know what? Hold on. I'll let
yeah,
you
Robert
wait.
Needs to talk to
I'll
this
let
guy.
You wait through the break.
He's a liar.
Hold on.
All right, but stay on the line. We're going to let Robert talk to you.
We'll be back in 10 minutes. Hold on. Who is this? Jeez. Todd? Or Chris? Hold on. Where's Chris?
Don.
Chris, hi.
Don, please to answer. Just one.
Yeah, sure.
Why?
Why what? Oh, because I love him.
And we hate him, Don.
Can I say something?
Yeah, Mike. Ooh.
I've come around on Robert.
Oh, you like him now, him. Too?
I enjoy Robert's segment. I never really didn't like him. We played that game, but I like Robert on this show.
Uh-huh. Robert should participate in Operation Darkie on South Park.
That's,
that's
who I thought you meant when you said we. We in the clan.
Get out of here. Well, he'll take your calls. And I think he has at least 5 more different classifications of women.
This is fascinating.
Of black women. Listen, we do have a show besides Bobby, but let's face it. Bobby Mailman only comes on the show once every 3 or 4 months. How about you, Bobbo? We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Phelps, I see under interests you've written debit?
No, that's the butt.
The butt.
Yeah. And also, I like tennis.
The Don and Mike Show.
More entertaining than a litter of acrobats. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right. Where is Robert Mailman? Where is Bob? Buzz. Bob and Buzz.
They're both missing.
We're missing the BBs.
Our dueling Bs.
The B&B boys.
What's going on here?
Like the M&M boys, Mantle and Maris. Oh, here they are. Look at them.
Oh, well, now what's that?
You know
what
that's about.
They come down the hallway together.
I think you know. Do we have to?
Yeah, really. Now I'd like to know what really was going on out
there. Thank God. I assume Buzz had passed.
Wow.
Regretfully.
What were Robert and Buzz doing together?
Hi, guys.
Hi, fellas.
Hey.
We're back.
All the stalls were taken up.
Everybody, before we get back to Bobby, 2 quick things. First, Bill O'Reilly moment of the day is back.
I love this.
Courtesy of Travis Bickle. Bill, what say you?
I'm an incompetent boob. Please, you know, replace me.
Very good. Right.
And also, we happen to stumble upon the greatest hit record ever.
Fantastic music.
We heard it about an hour ago. Here it is again.
Well.
There you go.
That's it.
It's a hit.
It's great.
Quality.
That's all you need.
The quality might surprise you.
You might have to hear a little more.
Well, nothing.
There. That's yeah. I think it's too much.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh,
that's all you can hear.
That's better.
That's all you can hear for now. We're joined by Bobby Mailman. Bob, here's a call from Todd.
Hi, Bobbo.
Here's a call from Todd. Todd, who works, I guess, in the mail service. Or for the post office?
Did you hear, Robert, when you left the studio, did you hear this guy?
Yeah, I heard him.
All right, Todd.
Christ, dude. Todd.
All right, what's your problem, Todd?
He's an out-and-out liar.
How am I a liar, Todd?
You told me you delivered 1,000 pieces of 1,000 letters yesterday.
Yeah.
You don't even know your reference volume, then. You should have over 1,000 letters just in DPS.
Okay, number one, get a life.
Yeah. Yeah, man,
Don't nobody know whether I have 1,000 or 10,000. As long as the mail goes to that house, that's all people care about. Are you local? Where do you live at?
Don't worry about where I live at. Just, I ain't the one
where do you
on the
deliver?
Radio
where
pretending like I know everything.
Hey, dude, how many years you got in? Can I ask you that?
Mailman versus Mailman.
How many years you got in?
You wonder why these guys get up on the top of
how many years
shoot
in?
People.
I got them.
A lot of tension.
20?
Yeah.
You're arguing
you got
about
20 too many, dude.
They're arguing about the number of letters Robert delivered yesterday.
Don asked me, and the 1,000 came up in my head. I don't care about my reference value.
Like I said, you give us a bad name. You don't even know what you did yesterday.
Don't nobody care about reference volume and DPS. Shut the hell up.
What's DPS?
I'm not going there,
DPS
man.
DPS is something he can't explain to you.
DPS is direct postal bullspit. I don't know. It's the letter.
I don't know.
Letters,
you don't, you don't
letters,
know.
Hold on, Robert. Is this something a mailman should know? DPS?
Not really. What it is, letters that come in order of the street, and we're not supposed to touch it. So we're supposed to cut down on our time in the office. But
he does know what it is.
He's bringing down the show.
Yeah. All right, this guy is giving us some valuable insight.
It's no valuable insight.
I really thought until he just explained it that he might not know what
that,
it is.
Me too, that if you didn't know
he wanted me not to know.
If you didn't know what DPS was.
Part of me that, don't
Do not hit me.
Okay, Robert.
That's a shoe.
We're talking with Bobby Mailman,
Robert,
about why he's dating white women, and we're up to reason number two of what's wrong with black women, according to Bob.
No, these are classes of black women. It's problems with all women. But I'm just got these categories of what I've been dealing with lately. And
all right, you have one first.
I'm tired of them.
You started with one category.
Yeah, the BBWs. The
big, beautiful women.
Right, okay?
Right.
My second category are the GBs.
G's, government bitches.
The government bitches. Mm-hmm. Now, in this area,
DC,
you know, we are giant government. We are the center of the government of the United States of America.
Yes.
And they have a lot of women in there.
Yes.
That just sit on their ass for 30, 40 years, and they got the toot. They got a little bit of education, and
you're making,
you know,
friends
just,
today.
They're so full.
Yeah,
of it.
You are. Boy, you're gonna get some calls now.
This is personal for me to all of y'all, from the security guards, because you know my other job, I work security.
Right.
We make more money than you, so stop with the attitude. I'm tired of y'all walking past me like I don't make as much money as you. I make an average of 70 G's at my.
Now let me ask you this, Robert.
I'm tired.
How do you perceive a woman when she walks by you? That she's acting like she makes more money than you. She has her nose in the air. What's she doing?
Honestly, there's a woman at my part-time job that has not spoken to not only me, but any guard for 2 years.
Hmm.
We are S on her shoe.
Mm-hmm.
And we work at this particular job. We work with the police. Now, she kisses their ass.
You've decided the reason she doesn't say hi to you is because you make $70,000 a year?
No, the reason she...
And she doesn't make that?
Well, because I'm a security guard.
So you're saying that she'll talk to the cops,
but she won't talk
to the security people?
Let the calls come in. The brothers out there will tell you that the black women in D.C., they don't talk to guys unless they got police. If it says guard, you're S. Because they think you make $8 an hour, like the rest of the country does.
Well, why don't you wear your bling bling?
I got rid of the bling bling.
I saw that.
Yeah.
What happened to all your chains and junk?
I needed money, so that's what I'm being honest.
Well, right. Wait, hold on. If you had to pawn your bling,
this was several years ago.
Well, no, you had bling on the last time you were in here.
No, I did not. I haven't worn bling in almost 2 years.
You've had bling
for almost 2 years, Don.
How could you be busted on someone who you're mad at somebody because they think you make more money than them, but the truth is you don't even wear your bling bling because you had to sell your bling bling.
Wait a minute. Hold on. What kind of point are you trying to make here? Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I got this last job.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm making the $70,000. Before that, I wasn't making $70,000, so I was a little short. I just got divorced. I moved out of my house, and I was coming up short.
Okay.
Okay. I was perpetrating.
Okay. Have a seat.
Hey, I feel your pain there, Robert.
Yeah. So I had to sell some things. Okay. So the government bitches. They also intertwine with the BBWs, because let me tell you something. There's this one chick who has the attitude. Now, Don, you've been to the carnival. You've seen when they dip the stick in the goo,
yeah,
and they keep dipping the stick in the goo,
uh-huh,
and more goo sticks to the stick.
Uh-huh. Right? Yeah.
Well, this chick...
You talking about cotton candy?
No, like ice cream. Like
a dip cone?
Yeah.
Caramel, like a caramel apple.
Right.
Well, this chick is like, leave the stick in the tub, freeze it, and take it out the next day. She's got all the attitude, like she's like 400 pounds.
I totally don't follow what this has to do with a caramel apple.
What Robert is doing, and I think I can speak for my friend Robert the Angry Mailman, is he is venting. He is venting.
Well, have you ever seen a woman that doesn't, she has the attitude for a body, she wears clothes that don't fit her.
Yeah.
She's got the toot that.
So you're saying she's fat and she's got an attitude.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen it. I call her pretty fat.
Hey, Buzz.
What do you call
her? Fatitude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I call her pretty fat face.
Fatitude.
Because everything's pretty, but she's fat.
And this is a government worker, too?
Bitch. Oh, man.
I just want to say one thing.
Uh-huh.
There are no women like that that work in this building.
No, not at all.
I can start something here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as a mailman, I go into these businesses, and I see these older white women. Okay, let's get off of black for a minute.
Yeah.
That have dogs.
Yeah, please, let's do. Let's get off
black. They have dogs in the office.
Right.
Now, this is a place of business. These dogs come after me, and I hate it. But I figure, you know, if you have that type of power, that you can bring a dog to a workplace, you know, you're that older white woman, because that's the only one I've seen, you know, mentioning their names,
Are you talking about the woman that works here?
No, not me. I'm talking about somebody else.
Because, you know, listen, it's no secret that Bobby, you know, her daughter is Sam, the girl that was just on the phone. Bobby's the office manager. She brings her dog to work all the time. And you're goddamn right. She's the most powerful person
she's powerful,
in this building.
And she can, and nobody questions
but
it.
Not old.
But you know what? I've seen these women. And I've always
assumed, I agree, Buzz.
I've assumed over the years that there's a lack of a man in their life.
In Bobby's life, the woman that works
I'm
here?
Not saying.
You're in trouble
Bobby.
Now,
I'm
man.
Saying,
well,
that can't be
I'm
right. You are in trouble now.
I don't care how many guns you own. I don't care how many friends you have in the government. Bobby Hollingsworth is going to be on your ass.
No,
like
not.
Like you don't not. Know.
You've come to that front door and it'll be
because
locked.
Bottom line, I'm still a black man. So let's get back to my list.
All right, okay. you were two down. You, GBs.
Yeah, ago. Don't call her.
Let me just see if she's there. Hey, Bobby.
Hello. Whose ass am I
going to
be on?
Oh, Robert listen, the angry mailman is giving you a hard time.
I didn't say nothing about you, ma'am.
Yes, he did. Listen to him cower now.
I was on the phone, so I didn't hear.
All right, listen, here's what he said.
Well, go
first
back
off,
to work, my dear.
First, he's questioning the fact. But no, he was actually saying that you are in
my
a
experience.
Position of authority.
And you have, your dog here. Yeah, that you're very powerful because that's why you're able to bring your dog here. That's what he said, first of all.
And then you said that all women that bring their dogs to work are old white women.
I didn't say older. I said older. I didn't say old. I mean, you know.
And then he said, that the dog is here because you need a man in your life.
I did not say it.
That's what you said, Robert.
And that's when we said
that she would kick your ass.
That's not right. What I said. I said that in my experience, Miss Bobby, I've gone to these businesses where these old broads got the dogs in these law firms.
And he's a mailman, and they're natural enemies.
And I go in there, and I don't expect the dog to be in the law firm.
Robert, just admit this. This is a white woman, Bobby, our office manager. You're afraid of her.
I'm not afraid of Bobby. You look afraid of Bobby.
Look at her.
Why would I be afraid of Miss Bobby?
I just think you are.
Because you've seen her.
If that makes y'all feel
you
like...
You can sense the power that this woman has by looking in her beautiful eyes.
She got no power over me.
She got power over you?
No, she does not.
Oh, she's got
yes,
power
she
over
she's
you.
Got power.
Cops
she's
me?
Got power over all of us.
Everybody.
She ain't got no power over me. She don't sign my check.
Oh, she does.
No, she doesn't.
Yep.
Can I get back to my list?
Who run? What was that town?
Who run Bartertown?
Miss Bobby.
Who run Bartertown?
Miss Bobby.
Okay,
does.
So which one was Miss Bobby? The one on the shoulder, the one underneath?
No.
Never mind, Miss Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
Have a nice
and Bobby, the last thing I want to
much
say to
love,
you
is, Miss Bobby.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac from me to you.
See you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Hey, Bobby.
But I tell you what, I'm training my dog to bite mailman. That's for sure.
There you go.
I'll see you at
the I ain't heard that before.
See you at the Christmas party.
Okay.
I'll meet you in the bathroom.
Bye, Bobby.
Oh, yeah, right. Bye,
Bobby.
Bye, Bobby.
There you go.
Anyway.
And I just have to point out.
You too.
Hold on a second.
Sell out.
No. Let me explain. So, Robert, let me explain something to you about Don and Miss Bobby that you might not be aware of. This is a relationship, Robert, that goes a long way back.
Work here over 12 years. Well, so have you, Mike. But
let me tell you something. When he brings up Miss Bobby, I know whose toes he's stepping on.
You've got a special
relationship.
I do.
And it's not really based solely on you. It's the spark that both of you have between each other.
Chemistry. I can say this honestly, that I think of all the people at this radio station, the two most hated people are me and Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
And Bobby, if I'm saying this and you're hearing it, don't be mad at me. They're just jealous of us.
Mm-hmm.
They're just jealous of us.
I know I am. Hey, we all are.
There's a lot of people here who hate me who have never even spoken to me. They hate me simply on reputation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with it. I embrace that. And I know Bobby's the same way. If you can walk into a room and people are afraid of you, and when they've never even met you,
right?
Man, is that cool.
If we could get you two to breed, we could raise...
God knows I've tried.
Detestable
superhuman being.
God knows I've tried, Rob. I can't tell you how many Christmas parties I've tried.
There'll be more.
There will.
Yeah,
and
maybe
people are scared of me when I walk up behind them.
And I'm lobbying already for this year having a Christmas party in the suburbs.
And Robert, yes, you are scary.
I know.
You are very scary.
I've been told that by upper management that I'm scary.
Huh.
Upper management at the radio station or upper management at the post office?
At the post office.
Well, it's good when you're working.
You are scary, Robert.
Well, now, do you wear your scary clothes? I mean, like, do you wear your, like,
I
bulletproof
wear my
vest?
Uniform at work. and I'm not a scary guy. I'm a gentle giant. It's just my build.
Hey, do you have to wear the mailman shorts?
Yeah.
Have we ever seen? We know we've seen him in the mailman.
In the mailman shorts.
Yeah. Do you wear the pith helmet?
I have. Well, I'm not a multi-millionaire like you, high school dropout who made it, you know, by talent. You know, if I had my chance, you know, I'd be in your shoes.
If you had your hold on, are we going to turn this around on me now? Because I don't have to.
I'm not a player hater.
Because I don't have to wear shorts and
a compliment.
You making fun of me, and I can't make fun of you?
You can make fun of me anytime.
Yeah, I know I can.
I know you can.
Yeah.
And I can make fun of you anytime.
Yeah,
I can.
Call me Bobby.
Okay, Bobby. And it's with an I.
That's a white thing.
It's B-O-B-B-I.
Day one.
Bobby.
He knows I don't like being called Bobby.
But it's not a white thing, though.
I know some. No,
it's the hell.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Bobby. I know some of you think you don't like being called worse than Bobby.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm not going to do it. Because I know.
You want to.
How about the one that I called you today that I started to say? How about Bobo?
You play the music.
How about Bobo?
We know somebody like that don't wear. We know somebody like that don't wear.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Where's Robert?
I know that's the R. Kelly's.
Hello there, Robert.
Hello there, R. Kelly's.
Robert. Robert Wyatt. Why is it? We got to finish this up. What's wrong with black women? You're continuing now. Reason number three, after government bitches.
Okay, you got your HBs.
HBs.
Hey boos.
Hey boos?
Hey boo.
What's a hey boo?
A hey boo begins every conversation by, hey boo. These are your ghetto bitches, okay? Don, if you drive through the ghetto with that Escalade,
yeah,
and you come out, you'd have to scrape them off your car like barnacles.
The hey boos?
The hey boos. Now, I don't have a lot of hate for them because they're just trying to better themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, they live in the ghetto and they're sorry. I actually had a relationship with a hey boo, but I couldn't carry a conversation with her, so I had to get rid of her. I mean, when she came over my apartment, she was surprised that the electricity was on.
That sound you hear is the phone melting, right?
She was like, hey boos. You know, you call them on the phone, hey boo, and they're like, oh, God.
All right, so what's your next category?
My next category is the Jesus freaks.
Jesus freaks.
These are the sisters that are waiting for God to send them that good man. Only black women say that, and they say it all the time. Every other goddamn play, every other goddamn book is about how bad we are, and they're looking for that good man.
Mm-hmm.
There are no good men. Just accept what you get, bitch.
Okay, what's next?
Very nice.
What's next?
Okay, you got your fake-ass boozy bitches.
Fake-ass boozy bitches. What's
right.
that?
These women have the unique ability to smell money. They're very pretty. These are fine ass sisters. The big baller hoes, video hoes, you know, very pretty.
Yeah.
You know, go to the club. I went to 112 last night, or 1220.
1220?
And these women, oh, darn. Oh, I didn't have a chance in hell.
Did you make any progress there at all?
Are you kidding?
You didn't smell like
I
fun.
Danced with the wall, and the wall told me to get away from it.
Wow.
All right, so you don't like them. Who else is on your
okay,
list?
Okay, I got the HHH.
What's the HH? It's got to be Ho.
No, yeah. High Hope Hoes.
High Hope Hoes. I'm writing
now,
all these
down.
These
women put all their chips on every date they go on. You know, they're so desperate that it's like there's a field of flowers between the chair and the buffet bar. You know, they just want to be in love so bad.
Okay.
And the only good thing about the good thing about the high hope hose.
Yeah. They try too hard.
Always
is that
get it on the first date.
Okay, they try too hard.
Always give it up on the first date.
They always get late. Okay, who's next?
This is the last one, and this is the worst one of all. And I'm sorry to go here. Forgive me, ladies.
Uh-oh.
Bitches with baggage. I think it would be easier for me to hit Powerball and Mega Millions than to meet a woman in the D.C. area without goddamn children.
Hold on, Robert, hold on. How many do you have?
None.
Oh, don't give
zero.
Me the finger.
Got zero.
Oh, I forgot. You did. You
I'm
had
38 years old and ain't got none, and I've been banging like a squirrel in a wool sock.
I forgot. We had that
so
doctor.
You
we had the doctor thing. Down
so you do not like the idea of women with children?
I'm not saying I don't like it. I'm just tired of dating them.
All right, other than that, all right. Other than all of these things you don't like with today's modern black woman,
mm-hmm.
What type of, since you're dating a white woman, what type of black woman does appeal to you?
Single, successful, like myself, mm-hmm. You know, without kids.
Right, without
you know,
kids.
That's all I want. All right. I mean, I can accept. What the hell are you laughing at?
Single and successful.
It just sounds like Fast Times at Ridgemont
High. No, you know who you need? You need Omarosa.
No,
what about Omarosa?
And the bitch lies too much. I don't like her. She's a boozy bitch.
She's a bougie. Oh, she's the one in your category.
Oh, she's number five.
So you're tying it into what they do for a living?
No.
Or how much money they make.
I don't judge my sisters, okay? This is the bottom line.
Well, not much. You only got eight different categories. Yeah, really.
Don, I had a lot more. I just had to trim it down a little bit.
Let me explain a wonderful list.
I also had...
In closing,
I'm cool now.
Number eight.
Okay? If the ladies hadn't jumped on me about dating a white woman, mm-hmm. we wouldn't have had this segment today.
Wouldn't have.
Because I'm just... It's a casual relationship with the white girl.
I throw out this challenge to you, Robert Bobby Mailman. Bring in this white woman.
No way.
Bring her to us and let us speak to this white woman.
You spoke to one of them. Remember?
That was baby's mama we talked to.
That was baby mama.
But that was on the telephone, and she was mad at you that day.
Right. How is the relationship with the white woman? You haven't really, you haven't given us a real assessment.
It's a casual relationship.
It's casual. It's a booty call?
It's a booty call.
All right.
She wants a commitment, and I'm not willing to commit.
Ah, so she would be one of the HHHs.
No, she'd be a...
She'd be
a BWB.
Which is?
Bitches with kids.
Bitches with baggage.
No, yeah, bitches with baggage.
Right.
She's got kids. And I'm not into the baby daddy, you know? I don't know which is worse, the screaming three-year-old or the fake-ass hustler wannabe 15-year-old.
Someday
I don't need the attitude, you know? I know I'm not your daddy.
Someday you will date, in my opinion, the perfect black woman, Whoopi Goldberg. Someday you and Whoopi will come together, and then you'll drop all this crazy race stuff.
What's wrong with Whoopi?
Nothing. She's perfect.
She's a little too old for me.
See, you got to hang up about weight. You got to hang up about age.
Yep.
So do they, Don. They have, you know, these women have so much high expectations about brothers. You know what they want a good man to be? Have your tail between your legs.
And you don't think white women are like that? You don't think white women are like this? Like the white men? White women don't pound on their white men every day saying,
I
want more.
I see you every other day.
I want more. I want more. I got to have more.
Well, you know. Sisters are worse.
No, they're not.
They are.
No, they're not.
I mean, compared to you, yeah, you're a whole nother... You're in the league by yourself.
Before you go, please give me an opinion on another black woman who I find extremely attractive. From WUSA TV9, J.C. Hayward.
J.C. Hayward. I like the other one, Tracy Nichols.
Oh, yeah. Don't we all like
that? But J.C. Hayward...
I would just like to...
If you ever pulled her wig off...
Oh, my God.
I imagine...
What's wrong with a wig? My mother had a wig. She had cancer.
Oh, now don't throw that in there.
All right, Robert. In closing, it's great having you come by. Please come by again.
I'll be by, September now?
Great to see you, Bobo.
You know, come by. When are we having our next color performer? Mr. 40 is in May.
What was number 8?
In May?
Yeah.
In May? Come by late in May.
Okay.
And Buzz, would you have a question about the list?
I never heard number 8. Did we do number 8 on the list? I missed that one.
Yeah, we did.
Well, yeah, he'll tell you about it when you're having a private conversation.
All right.
You go, you boys.
Triple H, I had a list.
Buzz wrote them down.
Bye, ladies. Have a nice evening.
Bye, Robert. EDW. GBs. Yeah. Hey, Booze. Jesus Freaks. Fake-ass boozy bitches.
And big, beautiful women.
And High Hope Hoes.
There he goes.
All right, there he is.
O.J. Simpson jersey.
Our latest playing of the race card, Bobby Adams.
I learned a lot.
That was great.
That was a good Bob Adams appearance.
Very, very good segment.
I said his name.
Wow.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Falls Church, Virginia. Hello.
Hi, Larry. There's a couple guys here in Washington, Don and Mike, who play a tape of you... getting asked about journalism by somebody, and you think he's talking about medical school. Do you remember that?
No.
Do you ever listen? Have you ever heard Don and Mike?
I never get to hear them. They were on the morning. They're on the afternoon. I never get to hear them. We took over their show one day. I went, in fact, the day before the heart attack, we went and took over their program one morning and totally destroyed them. You could doctor tapes.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello.
Oh, my God. It's Don and Mike.
Very nice.
Right. Played the Larry King tape there because I don't know if we have time for this whole thing today. We got a thing in the mail from, let me see, her name is Lisa Jackson. listens to us in St. George, Utah. Listens every day on KALL.
That's turning out to be a very nice affiliate.
Salt Lake City. We know we're on in Salt Lake City. And we know we have numbers in Salt Lake City. And it's just...
very nice.
Yeah.
It is very nice.
Right, so she sent us a thing from Utah. It's something called Dixie State Magazine. And on the inside, it has a giant article, live in St. George, Utah,
mm-hmm.
Larry King, the man behind the mic.
Oh, there he is, and there's that standard arms-folded picture.
Big yes. Frog,
and, you know, you,
frog posture.
I'd like to point something out. I know he's on television every night, but if you'll notice about Larry now, they're using the publicity photo from several years back.
Just listen how this starts, this article starts. En route to interviews with the likes of Oprah Winfrey and First Lady Laura Bush, Larry King, the king of broadcast interviewing, visited St. George, Utah in December for the first time in his life. King, who also happens to be the stepfather of Dixie State College quarterback Danny Southwick.
Ah.
So right away,
yeah. mm-hmm.
right away,
sure.
you know, he's going right to strong
Southwick. This is
Southwick,
the kid that's wife. Supposed to be maybe a good QB, right?
Right, yeah. And this is the guy, ever since Larry married into the family, he's forgotten that he has real kids.
Uh-huh. Right.
Even the real kids that he's had with his trophy wife.
Sure.
He's forgotten about the kids that he had in his first marriage.
He's now kind he's, of attaching himself to the big QB.
The new
now
kid.
He's forgotten about the little kids that he's got with Sean Southwick. The whole thing is he wants to glom on to this kid.
Yeah, because the kid is supposed to be a good player.
Supposed to be a phenomenal football player.
Mm-hmm.
And Larry King, didn't we have an interview one time where he's saying something like, he's got incredible arm strength.
Yes, my son.
He can read defenses like nobody's business. anyway, just keep in mind, I've got this tomorrow.
Good. Oh, there it
perhaps
is.
We'll read it. It's got some great quotes.
Larry.
From Larry. I like to interview people. There's more variety with interviewing people. I can't say there's just one interview that I like the best. Probably either Martin Luther King, he was a great man. Well, Sinatra.
Sinatra. It's always Sinatra.
What I like best, whether I'm talking to Martin Luther King, Muhammad Ali, or Frank Sinatra, is I'm curious.
Curious.
There it is.
Yeah, that's standard line.
Tomorrow,
I'm curious.
That'll be gold.
Yes, because we've got some good Larry King.
Curious stuff, Larry.
Stuff to get to. Follow-up. I mentioned this on the show a couple of days ago. About the guy who plays for the St. Louis Blues that was...
Now, who was the player?
I have the story, and as it turns out, there's layers to this that you wouldn't believe.
Okay, very good.
And I want to thank thesmokinggun.com.
Yes.
Right, Robbie? They're the ones that linked us to stuff.
Yep.
So we're talking about this the other day on the show, and we get the email from smokinggun.com.
Right.
They say, hey, here's the story you were talking about. Now, the guy's name... center for the St. Louis Blues. His name is Mike Danton. You ever heard of him?
No, I haven't. You know, I have not followed it like I have in the years past.
Well, Mike, you might be interested to know he was upset because his live-in male acquaintance was about to leave him. St. Louis Blues center Mike Danton hatched a murder-for-hire plot that failed when the $10,000 hitman ran to the FBI. So not only
this
is this
like
guy,
his gay lover,
this guy is like a secret mo, uh-huh. like the nobody on the hockey team knew this,
right.
and apparently the guy was going to leave him, he's afraid it's going to get out,
yeah.
so he calls and he says, I want this guy killed,
ooh.
Which is why, I told you I was watching ESPN over the weekend, and it was just something like hockey playoffs, so I'm watching it, and they're interviewing all these guys
incredible
for the
story.
St. Louis Blues, saying, how can you, you know, what are your feelings about so-and-so, because they arrested him coming off the ice.
Right.
Wow.
But when they found out that he hired the guy, and now it's a gay thing. Okay? It's a queer eye thing with the guy from the St. Louis Blues. Let me see. He was arrested Friday night, charged with soliciting for the murder of the roommate, who's not named, according to the FBI. They fought over the hockey player's promiscuity.
Wow.
And his use of alcohol. And the athlete feared that his gay lover, the hockey player, was afraid that the gay guy would go to the general manager of the St. Louis Blues and ruin his career.
Wow.
So how about that, huh?
There's drama.
Pretty incredible.
Ain't that something? How about CBS? Let's hear it for CBS. They're our parent company.
Bravo!
And
you know, every once in a while they do something that just... Do we still have the fanfare?
Yes.
Spotlight on CBS.
Oh, good.
Spotlight on the CBS, the Tiffany Network. Let's see. Who's mad about this? Last Thursday, CBS has got a show. Show is called, what is it, 48 Hours, something like this. Anyway, they got pictures of Princess Diana with her face all smashed up right after the car accident.
Right, yeah.
Like, in her, like where she's got an arm coming out where like an eye socket should be or something.
Right.
Something from CSI. Anyway, they had these pictures, and CBS ran two black and white photos taken by the paparazzi of her, like with it looked like a Picasso painting.
It was really messed up.
She's got like an eye where her nose is supposed to be, and let's see. CBS obviously doesn't care about the appalling effect of showing images of murder victims. My only surprise in this is it's taken like how long has she been dead? 5 years.
More than that. I thought it was closer to 10 at this point.
So this is the first time that anybody's found the pictures of her all smashed up?
I'm surprised at that because you would have thought they would have come out earlier.
You would have, but anyway, there you go. Spotlight.
Well, the whole deal, I think the reason for that was that one of the reasons given for the accident was the paparazzi, so that's why you didn't see photographs right away.
But anyway, it's CBS. So way to go, CBS. Mm-hmm. We talked a lot about American Idol. I thought it was great.
Pretty amazing.
Thought it was fantastic.
And I think next week you will see even greater viewership for that show.
Fox, the TV network Fox, they've already announced what's going to happen on 24. The show 24 is coming back next year. There had been speculation that Jack Bauer was going to get killed in the last episode this year.
I don't know when I drifted away from that show, but you had talked about it being the best show on TV right now. One of your favorites.
And it really is, man.
I had left it for a good long time, and I popped right back in. And this is for people that might have watched it before. You can hop right back in on that show get caught up in it.
That's because of those crazy boxes they have.
Mm-hmm. It's great.
Where there's always five or six people talking at the same time.
It really worked for me. I mean, I was really surprised that I was totally into it. And you can kind of catch it. You don't even have to know what the history of the plot is. You just know, hey, some guy's got some bad stuff where he's going to make everybody catch a terrible disease. And Kim Bauer's a decoy. And it was just great.
Yeah. So Mike, tell me something.
What's that, Jack?
You watched the show for a while.
I do.
And you didn't watch the show.
Does that upset you?
It doesn't upset me. I just want to know something.
What do you want to know?
We're here in the room.
Yes.
There's no lawyer.
Right.
It's just me.
What is it?
Why don't you watch my show? Why don't you watch the show? Tell me why don't you watch the show?
The two speeds of Kiefer Sutherland, ladies and gentlemen.
Mike?
Yes, Kiefer?
You're a funny man.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that.
Make me laugh.
I don't have a glass that I can smash on my head.
Why can't you make me laugh?
That's Jack. And he did that in the interrogation room.
Right, with that girl.
That was the pure example of that.
I'm going to ask you again. I'm going to ask you one more time.
Where is he?
There is no lawyer. It's just you and I.
And, of course, we have more interrogation of her next week.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Very interesting.
Not only have they renewed 24, they've also renewed the OC, and I love the Bernie Mac show. That's a great funny show that if they just put it on one night and just left it on one night so people could get goddamn used to watching it, Bernie Mac is great, and also Malcolm in the Middle. But the problem with Malcolm in the Middle is Malcolm, how do I put this now on the show? Malcolm has hair. You know what I mean? I mean, it was funny.
Tell you, though, why I am I'm never going to watch Malcolm in the Middle. Because I have young children, and I have to go to the Cody Banks movies. And I am Frankie Munoz. I'm protesting. I can't stand him. He drives me insane.
Okay, then.
There you go.
Well, he's growing up.
And he'll have that whole kid thing happen. You know, sometimes they last, sometimes they don't.
He's getting too big to be Malcolm in the Middle. Hold on. From the world of radio. Oh, here you go. Sirius, satellite radio.
I was just going to say, I do wish for Frankie Munoz the same career path of David Faustino.
Oh, the guy from Married with Children.
I think that's his name, Faustino.
Yes, I think that's a lofty goal for him to shoot for.
Sure.
To aspire to be as big
as Faustino,
Faustino has become.
He wanted to be like a rapper after that.
Right? Satellite radio, Sirius Satellite Radio, announced yesterday, and we only mentioned this because one of the tools that used to be our program director, Jeremy Coleman, who got blackballed out of radio after the whole Opie and Anthony thing.
Right.
Because the FCC hasn't figured this out yet, but
the reason... Oh, would you get him off my screensaver, Rob? Big dumb picture of Jeremy. The reason that Jeremy got fired is, and Ken, the managers, they're the ones that approved the stunt that the DJs did.
Right.
With the people having sex or whatever happened in the church. You know, I mean, we've maintained...
Approved or didn't pay attention to.
Yeah, whatever. So he gets blackballed out of the radio business. He ends up at satellite radio. There's two satellite radio companies. Mm-hmm. There's XM and Sirius. It's like Betamax and VHS.
Yes.
This is how I know that Sirius is the Betamax. First off, Jeremy works there.
Right.
So second, once they hired him, they announced yesterday their first quarter earnings. Oh, I'm sorry. They lost $146 million.
Wow.
In the first quarter.
$150 million in 3 months. How do you do that?
That's the magic of Coleman.
Wow.
That is the magic of Coleman. And I like XM. I don't mind saying that on this radio.
Well, I do too, and I suppose we can say that. I don't think it's that big a deal. I think it's fine.
I think if you listen to our show, there's no problem saying listen to XM if you like music, because there's nothing like our show on XM radio.
I prefer terrestrial radio.
I like that too.
And someday, you know, if they're smart over there at XM, they really want to make that happen, call us up. Call us up someday when we get fed up over here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Give us a call. You know what I'd love to do?
You know, I think it's a neat idea.
I'd love to take that 70s on 7 channel. Mm-hmm. I'd love to take that, program that 24/7. And here, now here's a guy.
And I'd be very happy sitting over at Frank's place.
Here's a guy that's one of the channels.
Welcome to Frank's place.
Here's a guy. Now here's a radio guy who we've talked about before, a friend of mine, one of my mentors, who is doing something. One of these. I was just talking about. I'd like to go to XM to run one of these music channels.
He's getting a channel, I guess.
Yeah, this guy Scott Shannon. Okay,
is Shannon getting a taste?
Shannon in the morning.
Scott, shut up.
Is he going into XM?
No, ABC Radio is.
Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
Listen, here's the problem. In the radio business, that regular radio, FM and AM radio.
Right.
Except for shows like Hours, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, junk like that on AM, there's no reason to listen to AM radio.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, back in the day, before FM, everybody listened to music on AM.
That's true.
So ABC owns a bunch of stations that are big, crappy AM stations.
Right.
They can't figure out what to do with the programming on them. They're running a Radio Disney on a lot of these stations.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What they've done now is given some of these stations to this guy who was one of my mentors in radio, Scott Shannon. Shannon!
Shannon!
And he's running this format now. Hold on. Scott Shannon is not leaving his current gig as program director at WPLJ New York. His side project, a dream come true, Scott Shannon's True Oldies Channel. The pilot version has been heard on a daytime station in Connecticut, and Shannon says the search is underway for an AM station in New Jersey. Shannon is the only DJ on the new channel. It's mostly music, with antidotes and spotlights like one-hit wonders and doo-wops. Shannon tapes the show from his basement, drawing on his own music collection. We cover the 50s to the 70s, he said.
He's the only DJ?
Uh-huh. It's basically the music I like. The only rule is the song has to fit the sound. You won't hear any psychedelia.
Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
Well, I certainly hope it's as successful as pirate radio was.
Let me see. Blah, blah. He's got some songs he likes. Aretha Franklin, Elvis, White Plains, whatever. The show will be distributed by ABC Radio. Scott Shannon expects outlets will be good signal AMs in big cities and FMs in mediums and small markets.
And all him.
All him.
No other DJs.
All right.
Scott all the time.
I just want to say something. If Infinity's out there and you got a bunch of broken AM stations, I'd like that same deal. I'd like that same deal.
Sure.
Give me your crappy stations. Let me pick out the records that I like the best.
From your house.
And I'll DJ it from my house. I would do it.
Your basement.
Now, Shannon is doing this from his basement.
Yep.
Do you think there's any chance he might quench his thirst before he cracks the mic?
Rob, it would depend. Hey, listen, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Isn't that what Alan Jackson says?
But hey, let me remind each and every one of you,
No psychedelia.
No psychedelia.
It doesn't fit the sound.
Okay, here's something that Rob found today.
Okay.
This is about DJs. Rob and I are talking. I said, this Shannon thing, I've got to talk about it today because we've talked about Shannon. And, you know, I'm busting his balls, but you should know, back when I played records, he was one of the few program directors that I ever had that really just said to me, go on and have fun.
Yeah, it sounds like that's what he's doing.
He said, I don't care. He would say, I don't care if you talk over every single record, which I used to love to do. He said, just have fun. Just go in there and have fun. And he would always have drugs and booze in the studio. And
that was nice.
Really a great, great environment to work in. Anyway, Mike, fallen star Doug Tracht.
Yes.
The Grease Man.
Yes, Doug Tracht.
The Grease Man. Rob tells me the Grease Man. Do you get this off a news service, Rob? What is this?
Yeah.
Okay, it says Doug Tracht, who incidentally is a guy, he made a racial comment, got fired.
He made a bunch of racial comments.
Yeah, but he made one over the top.
One was the last. Well, he made several over the top ones, and then he got fired on the last one. Right.
So anyway, this guy, he's like out of the radio business now. He can't find a job in mainstream radio. He's on a bunch of AM Korean stations, something like that, where he buys time.
He's right. I'm doing my morning show at night.
Yeah, right. Hi, Grease.
Hey, thanks, Don and Mike.
A stellar job today, I might add.
Well, Mike, for some reason, you might be interested in knowing that D.C. radio vet Doug Greaseman Tracht will broadcast his morning show live from Israel May 10th to May 14th.
Wow.
Part of the Grease for Peace tour.
Hey.
I don't know how that happens. That he's
well, I know only one other DJ that I know that did a show from Israel.
G. Gordon Liddy, he did it on the telephone.
And it was a winner there, that's for sure.
So that's all we have in the radio news is that Shannon's getting his own AM top 40 thing and Greaseman's going to
radio. It's red hot.
Oh, hold on. Almost forgot the button. I got a button today. Okay, got a button. Incidentally, for those of you not in the business, this would be the wrap up story.
Ah.
Button story. You're going to like this. This is from Mexico. Rob, you have Mexican music?
Oh, of course.
Come on, please. And then we'll take your calls on the phone scan coming up next. Thank you, Robbie. Let's see. Mexico City. A Mexican cook killed his friend, cut up his body, and boiled him in herbs, according to police.
This would be the best you've ever tasted.
The police fear the man has been turning his friend into tamales.
Hey, hot damn tamale.
Prosecutors said yesterday they arrested Carlos Muchacha.
No.
A tamale maker.
That was his name, Carlos Muchacha.
A tamale maker at his
home. Rob, you're making these up.
Nope, this is from...
Carlos Muchacha.
This is from the Reuters News Service.
That sounds like it's something from a cartoon.
They found a man's mutilated corpse in the guy's living room and body parts simmering in aluminum saucepans on the patio.
Is that appetizing? Enjoy your dinner.
I want to remind people it's not healthy to cook in aluminum.
Here is what a spokeswoman for the Mexican state prosecutor said.
We saw the flesh and the tamales, and our first impression was he was making tamales with the flesh of the deceased.
Ah! He's supposed to use pork.
He's 56. He may just have been trying to dispose of the body. He stabbed the man through the heart in a fight after they got drunk together.
Mm-hmm.
Incidentally, tamales are made of packets of maize dough with a savory or sweet filling, typically wrapped in corn husks or banana leaves. They often contain pork or chicken, very rarely human.
That is the best tamale I've ever tasted.
Right, that's the best. That's all I got. Wow. Look, it's late. We got time for a real quick phone scan. Just a quickie. If you want to get on the line to get on the air, do it right now. Phone number 877-365-3636 from anywhere in America.
Waiter, there's a hair in my tamale.
Canada, 800-636-1067. And DC 202-432-1067. Your calls on screen on the random rotating phone scan lying straight ahead.
Meaty.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is a perfect chance to get you kids some nice church shoes.
What do we need church shoes for? Jesus wore sandals.
Well, maybe if he had better art support, they wouldn't have caught him.
The Don and Mike Show. Zero tolerance for stupidity. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, all right, your call's coming up next.
877-365-3636. The other Elvis.
Yeah.
As great as Elvis Costello is.
Right.
I think today on the show we found somebody better.
We did. I think this is the next hit to a
big hit.
Well. There it is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if anybody is not heard, let me play just a little bit more. Because it's really unfair if you just got into your car now. I mean, I know we say you should listen to all 4 hours.
True. You're going to play a little more?
A little more. Well, nothing.
There it is. Now you know.
You get the gist of it now.
You know where that would sound good?
Where?
On a high-powered AM station.
Well, nothing's been the same since he left that day.
Who's that?
Momentum for the skin slowly faded away.
God.
We know he loves his cars, he loves the fast track. But in Redskins land, we're glad he's coming back.
Who's that?
Redskins fans, we're not trying to be glib.
Joe Gibbs.
But look out, Dallas, our coach is Joe Gibbs.
Vomit.
Get over it.
As Redskins fans, we're not trying to be glib.
Uh-huh.
Our new coach is Gibbs.
Stop it.
First Joe Gibbs tribute song we received.
I love it.
We debuted it live on the show. World premiere on the Don and Mike show today.
Hey.
All right, your calls right now on the phone scan. On the 877 and the 800 and the 202. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, you're on the air.
I'm live on the air right now.
Correct.
I'm completely naked. So where's your FCC now, huh?
Ah, there you go.
You
pulled one over on them, absolutely.
Well...
No! Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Buzz, Robbie. You guys rock.
Thank you.
That's for Sabian.
Sabian? Oh, my God.
Wow, that's a long time ago.
Oh, I've been listening for a long time.
Well, thank you. What can we do for you?
Hey, ESPN's reporting some new stuff about that hockey player, the one to kill his lover.
Oh, about the gay guy? What does ESPN say?
Yeah, they're saying he told the hitman that he wanted him to use a hammer as the murder weapon.
Wow. And, you know, are you just trying to set off the alarm? Because it doesn't work when listeners do it.
Oh.
Is that what you're trying to do?
Well, you guys still rock.
Okay, sorry, smart guy.
Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello. See, we put up our cone of invincibility on
that's
that
right.
One.
That's right. Very good.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hi, we're here.
What's going on?
Hey.
This is Pool Man.
Hey, brother.
Pool Man. Hey, Pool Man. Hey, what's up, Pool Man?
Hey, man, you got me a little teed off today.
Why's that?
Because of that button.
I delete you out for that, Pool Man. Jesus Christ. Wow. Use your head. Please, you idiot. Hello, Don and Mike show.
John and Mike, how you guys doing?
Hello.
I'm from Canada calling.
Hey, hi. Hi there.
Listen, I'm fully clothed, by the way, but I just wanted to thank you guys. I won phone scan a couple weeks ago. Guys, every day when I go home, it's like Christmas. I'm getting DVD collections. I'm getting robes. I'm getting ice buckets. It's fantastic. So listen, thanks, guys.
Okay, you're very welcome.
Cool stuff.
We're giving away ice buckets, Rob?
Yeah, it's a Sopranos ice bucket, but we've never had the phrase to win the phone scan.
Hello.
That's a very cool thing to win the phone scan, yeah, Rob. Don't be ridiculous.
Don and Mike, hello.
He won.
Don't be ridiculous.
Don't be ridiculous. It's a very good thing. Please to enjoy the phone scan.
Always. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello, Don and Mike radio show.
You know, I don't know whether it's the time of day, the time of year, the time of the week. There seems to be a little delay every time we say hello and people are processed.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara here, ready to take your call.
How's it going?
Hey, that worked, yeah.
It's going super.
Yes, radio gods. We're coming from Ocean City. We're making a long trip all the way to Pennsylvania for a fraternity formal this weekend, and we've been listening the whole damn show.
Thank you, son.
We appreciate that's it. Fantastic. Thanks for your support.
Stay alive. Stay alive. Do 55.
And Omega Kappa Zeta.
And remember, Viverin is not your friend. And whatever.
Yeah.
He said, screw something, and I cut him off. Yeah.
From the ocean to the mountains.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. How are you guys?
Hi, we're doing very well, thank you.
I wanted to say that I love the new pre-show.
Oh, we'll say who doesn't.
Yeah, you know, we're very comfortable
it's
with that.
It's the talk of the radio community.
Yeah, that we just dive right in without any fanfare.
But I had a question for Don.
Yeah, I'm here.
What's your fan... can't even talk.
What?
Fascination with America's greatest karaoke singer.
My fascination with Clay Aiken?
Yeah, no, like with the whole show, like what's your fascination with this?
With American Idol? I don't know because I'm really alone in that. It's like it's a cult show,
You're American Idol.
There's not a lot of people that like it. I can't explain to you why it is. It's my quirky personality why I'm so into it. You know, it's like one of those shows.
He's always been kind of out there. You know, he's always been kind of a hermit.
What kind of a dumb question is this? It's the number one show in America. 30 million people watch it every week.
I know, but that's what's blowing my mind is why is it so popular? They're just karaoke singers, you know what I mean?
Well, that's right out of a newspaper article. It's not even an original thought.
And, dude, if you watch the show, you'd know it's the cruelest show ever invented in the history of television. It's great.
It's pure Americana. It's purely American. That's why the show's popular.
I'm with Buzz on this. I don't get it.
What?
I'm with Buzz on this. I don't get it. I walk away, too.
Well, at least I understand it's kind of from the it's so bad, it's good school. At least they have some talent on there, too.
I mean, they have some talent.
Right. Yeah, come on. Get out of here. What are you doing? You're killing me with this phone call.
Okay, well, there you go.
Okay, bye-bye. It's like karaoke. I don't know why you like it. Why only you like it? I'm the only one in America that likes American Idol.
And his last statement was, okay, how are you, Wawa?
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, what's up, man? Look, I got a couple of questions I need to get to the bottom.
You
got to
turn down your radio, please.
Oh, my bad.
Okay.
Okay, look, first of all, there's been some things said in the past about Rob. Is Rob there?
Rob Spiewak?
Yes, Spiewak.
He's here.
Okay, I just need to know, man. I get this. I've heard you guys make these comments. Rob is of German descent, is that correct?
Yes, he's 100% German.
Yes, he's German.
Okay, and it seems like there are these comments that sort of allude to that he might be, I'm not sure, like aligned with...
No, he's a Nazi. Is that what you're wondering?
Yes, Rob is a Nazi.
Rob is 100% German, and he is a Nazi.
So that means he's racist? Is that what we're saying?
If you want to understand me, rent The Sound of Music.
Get out of here.
That made him laugh.
Let's take another call from someone who doesn't get it. Hello. Don and Mike.
Kerrigan.
No, the Kerrigan alarm.
Kerrigan.
No.
Doesn't work on the phone.
Why is everybody causing trouble today?
It doesn't work. It only works if we say it, and it doesn't matter that I said it in relation to that guy saying it. It has to be an original thought.
Absolutely.
It just has to come out naturally.
I thought that the figure skater alarm was no longer activated. We took that out of circulation.
Should we disconnect that?
We don't have that anymore. We don't have Kerrigan, do we?
Well now you're not going to get it because now you're intentionally hitting the button. What, Robbie? What?
It's like an old revolver. Sometimes it fires, sometimes it doesn't. Oh. It's not finely tuned like the other one. It's no longer maintained.
Okay, get it out.
Bye.
Get it out for him.
It is catchy.
There's so little left that makes Mike happy.
Oh, stop. You're right.
Let's play the tape for him.
So right about that.
Hello. Are you still there? Don and Mike show.
I'm here. Hey, yeah. Don and Mike. Real yeah. guys.
All right, what can we do for you?
Hey, I just want to call foul on the pool guy there.
Foul, right.
Yeah, he broke your most famous code. He used a nickname.
Yeah. That's oh, right. Pool man.
We should have hung up on him earlier.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you, my friend.
Oh, now we know.
Let me play this for Mike.
Pool. Drown him.
Okay, thank you.
Kneecap.
Thinks her bodyguard will take the whole rap.
Whole rap.
You're out there on your own.
E double R I G A N U C. She's on the team. She won't be cut unless she's punched right in the gut.
Good.
Come on, Mike.
Kerrigan.
Work it out.
That's she.
Oh, you didn't sell it.
No, there's so little that makes me happy.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hi there.
How you doing?
We're doing very well.
Fine. We've said that a bunch of times.
Everybody,
how are you?
Everybody asks how we're doing.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a big fan of the show. Love the show. Been fans of the show for 5 years now since I got out the Navy. And I just want to tell you that bit yesterday, My Mother's a Whore is a stroke of genius. And this weekend I have a show coming up. I've been writing comic books, and I have a show that I'd like to invite you guys out. I'm trying.
You see me pressing the button? I was desperately trying to hang up. As soon as the guy said, I'm writing a comic book, I'm going for the button, and I don't see the light going off.
I just wanted to call you guys and say I'm a big fan of the show. That thing yesterday, My Mother's a Whore, a stroke of genius. Here, I want you to buy something.
I'm writing a comic book. Hello, I'm Mike Show.
God.
Hello. This is Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara talking to you on the radio.
Yes, go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Yahoo!
You there.
Don.
You incredible moron.
Idiot. What can we do for you?
Hey,
Hey, Don.
Now, this is like on the Today Show when they're talking to someone in Russia. Now, I understand there's the two-second delay where it's got to go to the satellite.
Uh-huh.
We're just talking to you over the telephone. Hello?
Hey, Don, how are you?
What is the problem, sir? Why are you having trouble hearing us?
I'm doing great. Mike's doing great. Buzz is doing great. Rob's doing great. How may we serve you, sir?
I just want to say you guys need to have a disclaimer in front of your show.
Wait, hold on a second. I want to ask you a question, seriously. Because I don't think it's ever been as bad as it is right now.
I agree.
Are you not paying attention? Are you having trouble hearing us? Why the delays every time we talk to you?
I just like hearing your voices.
No, I'm sorry, not good enough.
We should have a disclaimer that says what?
That your show is so damn funny you're not responsible for any car accidents. You guys may call listening to your bits.
Okay, thank you, friend.
Hey, man, no, seriously, I just want to...
You know, there was a day when we had kind of a different standard around here where we'd play a game, you know, and we can't play that game anymore. This would have been the time that I would have played that game.
I know you would have, but let's not.
No, I certainly would never do that anymore, but I mean, boy, I'd like to do it with this guy.
No, Mike.
Wouldn't you like to do it, too?
See, the thing is, I agree. Hey, sir, I'm going to turn the microphones off so you won't hear what I'm going to say. Hold on, don't hang up.
Hang on the line.
Here's the thing. Okay. I agree this guy is just a total buffoon, a fool, a moron, IQ lower than Forrest Gump,
right.
Probably barely able to clean himself. But I'll say this. He's a good, loyal listener of the show. And he calls up and he says, I've listened all the time.
Right.
So he's a little dumb.
He has a good heart.
You know what, Don? You're right. You flipped me on it.
No, we humor.
Let's say goodbye to him.
Even though he's a dope.
Okay.
Total, you know, dope on wheels.
All right. I agree. Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, man.
I'm back.
I hear you, boss. Listen, I just want to add a quick
Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello there.
Well, that'll be the day.
Not the right well. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
I tell you what, they're all coming out today.
They are.
Hello there.
How's it going, guys?
Come on.
God. I'm so sorry. It was just one of those reactions. I'm sorry, guys.
What do you want? What can we do for you?
Love your guys' show. I love it.
No, your guys'.
No.
I want to say thank you.
Yes.
I want to ask Buzz a quick question.
Go ahead, sir.
He's not allowed because he said your guys'.
All right, then.
All right, you're out of here.
Okay, later, guys.
All right. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, in regards to American Idol, I just want to say, you're crazy. I don't like you.
No, it's I like you.
What is going on
at
today?
Old school? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Colin. You know, Joe's come in and told me like five times today. It's like a full moon.
Wow.
Joe keeps coming in and saying, hey, man, I told you.
You're crazy.
What, no, Robbie?
Joe is pacing. Yeah. He's so upset by these calls.
Wow.
I like these calls. Hello, Don and Mike show. Not every day. I like them today, though. Hello.
Hello.
As I was just saying, I hate these calls. Hey, what can we do for you?
That's better.
Hey, man, I'm just calling to say you guys rock.
Right, thank you.
And
come on.
The stations. How can I get an AM station? I'm just wondering about that.
What? Ask the question again. Rephrase it.
The AM stations on the radio.
Uh-huh.
You can get those. How?
How can you get them? What do you mean, receive them on your radio?
Yes.
Do you have a dial? Do you have a tuner?
No. I mean, receive them as in, you know, using.
What do you?
All right. Never mind, guys. It's been nice talking to you.
Wait a minute. I know. No, were you playing a joke on us?
No, I was not playing a joke.
Were you really trying to articulate something? Were you trying to verbalize something?
I was asking a question.
All right. Try it one more time.
Now, really, I want you to take a deep breath, and I want you to think about your question.
Okay, you have a radio, you're on a radio show.
We are on a radio show, correct.
You're right.
How you can own your own radio show, as in start a radio station, per se, AM, you know, are there like any
You're listening,
channels?
You got to turn your radio down, it's...
All right.
Hold on, just a second, Buzz is going to cut into your news time, but give me a second, because I think
this is important.
Alan, if you're here, pick up your phone. I found the next member of the WJFK sales staff.
Or one of Alan's kids could pick up the phone.
Yes, it's take your kids to work day.
That's right. Come on. Come on, Al. Well, if not, listen. You tell him that I'm recommending
Hello,
you.
Hello, this is Alan Weinwald, Infinity Broadcasting.
Leave him a message and tell him I'm recommending you for a job on his sales staff.
Number and a
brief message.
And then leave your name.
To you as soon as possible.
Me?
Okay. Yeah, you.
Thank you, and have a nice day.
He's the general manager.
I'll record your message at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or stay on the line for further options.
Tell him your thoughts about AM radio.
Go.
All right, my Rich Vincetti, 41027.
Okay, I took that part off the air.
Talking about AM radio station. Thank you.
No, tell him more.
A little bit more.
Tell Alan more.
That's all I have to say.
No, just a little bit, Rich.
Tell him more about your thoughts for AM radio.
Be more specific.
You're on the phone with our general manager. You're leaving a message for the general manager.
No, it was a message. I didn't want to say anything
anymore.
Go
ahead, Rich. Just give him a little bit more. That's all we need, Rich. Something you've very rarely done in your life. Give a little bit more.
Wild.
What did he say? What did he say?
Whales.
Whales? Why'd you say whales? Hello?
Rich, what's wrong? What's wrong, Rich?
Nothing's wrong.
Dude, you're on the phone with us.
Dude,
you're on the radio.
Dude, I just feel like you're playing me, dude.
Yeah, of course we are. Of course, you're an idiot. Of course we're playing you.
You're the biggest moron.
Not an idiot, dude.
We are the biggest moron we've had on the show today.
Dude, you are an idiot. It's been like 10 minutes with you.
Wheels. 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 Wheels.
He's okay.
Wow.
I don't even have a comment for this guy.
This is the dumbest guy I think we've
I'm
had.
Not,
on
I'm not, I'm not clever enough to think of a way to turn this around. I'm not going to wish death on him. I'm not going to challenge him to a fight. I have no way to fight this guy. Oh, Robbie? Oh.
I know how. We must ask you a question. How old are you?
27.
Of course you are. And what do you do for a living? What do you call your work?
Who do I call my work? I'm a computer programmer.
I see. You see, it's hopeless.
It is.
Well, that's what I told you before you started giving us nothing. I thought I had a thought. I thought I had something.
He's indicted himself. Our work is done.
Rich.
Yes.
Rich, the radio's turned up. Can you turn it down a little bit?
Okay.
Rich?
Yes.
I want to say something to you. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Going to the handset.
All right.
Hey, Rich? Oh, you're not Rich? You're Frank. Hold on a second.
Did we get the wrong guy?
Yeah.
Is it a different guy?
Hold on, wait a minute. What bank was this guy on? Does anybody know?
I don't.
Yeah, what happened to him? Hold on a second. Hey, the guy? Oh, man, now I'm the dumb guy. I lost the dumb guy. I was going to yell at.
There is no way out.
Hold on, is this you? Is this the dumb guy?
No.
This is a woman, and we should give her a prize, and we should accept, we should take our losses. We should punt.
No, there must be an end to this.
But he's gone.
No, he's still on one of these 12 phone lines.
No, I'm on.
Now, what's your name?
Tina.
Comfort.
What is your name?
Comfort.
Of course, Comfort.
Comfort.
And
yes, I'm a teacher in T.C. William High School.
Right. High school teacher.
What can we do for you, Comfort?
I just want to tell Don, I love the fact that you like your wife so much. My husband learns from that.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Now give her a prize. That's wonderful.
You are the last person on the phone scan.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you won.
Thank you, Don. Mike, I love you.
Thank you. You won.
My God.
You won nice. 50.
You saved us.
50 Dave and Buster's dollars good for food, merchandise, or drinks at your Dave and Buster's. And please enjoy your $20 Dave and Buster's Power Card as well.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
I love your voice.
Oh, I love you. Thank you, Comfort.
I'm smiling now.
Thank you. Thank you, Comfort.
Listen how happy she is. Comfort.
Hold on, honey. Is she great?
Wow.
Sweetheart.
Fantastic. Don't do it. Don't do it. I know you want to go back to the guy.
I was going to end this 5 minutes ago, and you said let's keep going with it. Now
don't blame me.
I just want to find that guy.
I know you do.
I want to find that
guy. I know.
Can I just take one line up and see if it's him?
Okay.
One. Who's this?
Hello?
Who's this? Is this the dumb guy?
Yes, this is the dumb guy.
Is this Rich?
Yes, this is Rich.
Rich the moron?
Rich the moron.
Great. Hold on a second.
Well, let's see if it's really him. Say that thing you said, that one word thing. Like, whales. Yeah, that's him.
That's him.
All right.
Okay. Buzz. Yes. Time for Buzz.
Yes. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It was Buzz.
It's me. He made it up.
Now, keep in mind, I can't be over-the-top cruel.
Right.
And wish, you know, and
say, hello?
Yeah, hold on a second there, Rich. Hey, Rich?
You know what? I'm picking up the wrong phone. Here you go.
Ah,
Richard.
Black phone.
Hey, Rich. Hey, Rich. Rich. Rich, this is Don speaking now. You're not on the air. Hi, Rich. Hey, Rich. I want to tell you something. I'm a religious man. I believe in Jesus Christ. I really swear to God. I wish you were dead.
We had somebody had this.
I know you're talking to me, but I mean, I really wish you were dead. I wish you were dead. See, because if you were dead, you wouldn't have called our show today. And I'm just saying this to you on the handset now so that you know I'm speaking from the heart, that it's not just radio BS. I really wish you were dead. I wish that you had been decapitated like that guy in the Omen or The Exorcist.
Or any.
You can't even hear me? What can't you hear? I might as well talk to you on the air. Hold on again.
Yeah.
Okay. Is he still there?
Hey, Rich. I can't hear you guys.
Rich, I wish you were dead!
Oh, really?
Yes. You're the worst caller we've had in like 6 months.
So?
Are you aware of that?
I'm not aware of this.
I want to tell you something.
You just made me aware of this.
No, here's what's better than you.
Well, nothing's been the same since he left that day.
God.
Dude, that's not at all better than me at all.
Okay.
Dude. Goodbye, dude.
Goodbye. Rich, you know, we've given you a hard time. We've given you a hard time.
Hold on. Now, listen, right, Mike.
It's been fun.
Now he's screaming. Now he's chatty.
Yes.
Now, listen, right. Mike's going to say something to you.
Well, what I want to say, we've given you a hard time. You have been a good sport about it, so we will give you that final greeting or that last word that you want. Go ahead.
All right.
Buzz?
Yes.
Feels satisfied. What is your lead story on the news and comments today?
Today, most of us here in the U.S. are afraid the terrorists are winning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Based on that phone scan, I'd say yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For
please.
News and comments.
News and comments. Coming up.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. Wheels, wheels, wheels. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Now, in their 20th season, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Not really. Rob just wrote that. It's time for Buzz's News and Comment Show. Buzz brought to you by Smoke Break. Smokers break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break. All right.
Here.
Revolutionary tablet for smokers available now at fine retailers. Buzz,
yes.
If you could give me just 1 second.
Oh, sure.
We're already running late today. All you Buzz fans, I apologize. We've been real good about getting the news on every day.
That's right.
But today, the schedule's just gone to hell.
Robert was here, and we had extra fun.
And now we have on the telephone two different women.
Okay.
The first woman is, she says she's the wife of the idiot that just called.
Hmm.
And the other woman is Linda, the woman who wrote the Joe Gibbs song that was on the show about 3 hours ago.
Can we only take one of them?
No, we can take both of them.
All right.
First, let's talk to Ebony Strange. Ebony.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
That's what it says on the name. All right?
Yeah, that's my name.
So you are the wife of that last idiot that called?
Patrick.
The wheel guy or whale, whatever he was saying?
Yeah, the one that immediately got on the phone and couldn't figure out what he was going to say and just said, you guys rock.
What did you say his first name was?
Patrick.
No, it was Rich.
No, it was Patrick.
The guy we had the trouble with was Rich.
Although we have trouble with lots of callers. Maybe your husband was one of those guys.
He probably was.
Yeah. But your name is Ebony Strange?
Yes, it is. I know. It's a little weird, isn't it?
Sounds like you could be on a porno.
Porno, right.
What do you do for a living?
Bye, Ebony.
Oh, well, thanks.
Later. Hold on. I'm sorry, but we have to move on to Linda. Yes. Linda.
Yes.
Don and Mike Show. Hi, Linda.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you guys, I've been listening the last couple hours, and I really, truly wrote this song as a tribute to Joe Gibbs. And there's a lot of And if y'all don't love it and you're going to make fun of it, just don't play it anymore, okay? Because we have plenty of coverage from other stuff.
Honey, you sent it to us. We'll play it as much as we want.
Well, don't make fun of it because it's pretty
too late.
And he's a great man.
Too late. I tell you what, honey, I talked to Jesus today, and Jesus said it's an awful song, and we should play it and we should make fun of it.
Well, it's not an awful song, and he loved it, and I love it, and so does everybody else that listens to it. So just let MAL and MVQ and some of them play it.
Hey, dummy, why'd you send it to us then?
Because you're supposed to be the official Redskins radio station, so I thought that you'd get a kick out of it.
You're stupid.
You know what? I will tell you this. We did get a kick out of it.
Well, okay.
We got a kick out of it.
Well,
I'm getting a kick out of it right now.
Obviously, you don't know songwriters or songwriting.
Yeah, no. And obviously, we don't know the talent that it takes to write that. I believe you told us you wrote that song in a Wednesday evening?
No, I wrote it in 2 days.
2 days. Well, obviously, we don't know talent.
We don't know talent. But I'll tell you this, we played it, and we as you asked in your letter, we called you and told you we were going to play it, and we're going to continue to play it.
Okay, well, I think your listening audience is going to like it, actually.
Well, that's good. Maybe it'll grow on.
Probably will.
Okay.
Now, come on now. Just be a good sport.
Would you like to be ridiculed over the air with somebody that you think is very good?
Let me think about this, though. If I sent a really bad tribute parody song into a bunch of radio stations, I think I would be thick-skinned enough that if one of the stations that at least had the courage to tell you the song stinks said so, you'd let it slide off your back. And you've got other dumb radio stations playing it like it's a real song. What do you care?
I guess because it's for Joe Gibbs, and I don't think
it's for Joe Gibbs. Can I just remind you? Can I just remind you of one thing? He's a man.
Yeah.
And it's a game, and maybe you're just taking it a little too seriously.
Honey, he's a football coach.
Yeah.
And I'm very passionate about football. But he's just a man, flesh and bone. He's just a dumb football coach.
Oh, he's not a dumb football coach. I disagree. He's a great guy who's done a lot of things for this community, and he's come back to do more.
Yeah, but you didn't do it. But you did it for yourself.
No, I didn't do it for myself. I did it for Joe Gibbs.
Well, you did it for yourself. It makes you feel good.
And you want some notoriety.
I like honoring somebody with a song. I think that's a great idea.
Well, if you really wanted to honor Joe Gibbs, why wouldn't you do something anonymously, like make a donation to him?
I am. If I sell any of the tapes, the funds, a lot of the money is going to the Youth for Tomorrow.
Oh, a lot of the money? Why not all the money?
I don't think that's any of your business how much of the money goes anywhere. To be honest with you, that's between me and Joe Gibbs and his campaign.
Here's what I'm going to say. If you really cared about Joe Gibbs and what he's doing, you would work behind the scenes. You wouldn't send out promotional stuff to radio
stations.
You
don't think the fans would get a kick out of hearing this song?
No, I mean, I would tell you that based on the letter, that the song is about Joe Gibbs, but the songwriting and the credits, I mean, you know, it's not like you were doing this simply out of the goodness of your heart.
And, honey, it's listen, you ever watch American Idol? I'm sorry, we're like
every
Simon.
Night, every
okay,
time.
Well, then we're being Simon here.
Your song stinks.
We didn't like
Simon, but Simon's right on, and I don't think you got.
Well, that's
in this
because that's because most of the people that Simon says is you're no good, they disagree with him too.
But,
everybody, mm-hmm. because it comes from you. We have the right to say what we think.
You do,
and we're
why
right.
You call me up and act like you really like it, and then when I go listen to it, you're making fun of it through the whole thing.
That's the funny part
of
it. That's what you don't understand.
You're right. I don't.
You don't understand it.
No, I don't. You're right.
All right. Listen. Can I just
tell
you?
It's a cruel business, I guess. Huh?
Can I just tell you that it was a cruel stunt to play on you. It was a joke that we played that was in very poor taste. I apologize. We truly love the song, and I'm very sorry that you got pissed.
No, I did. And it takes a lot to get me upset.
Well, then please accept my apologies. I truly think it's a great song.
I don't even know if you like it.
No, we didn't like this song. You know, here, I'm going to hopefully make you feel better. We don't like tribute parody songs that have to do with football.
I didn't know that. Somebody told me you guys would love it because you're the Redskins.
Now wait a minute. Somebody told you we'd like it. Now that's the person that you have to talk
you're
to.
Right,
but let me just end this with you, Linda, by saying that yeah, we have had fun with you, and that we did say that we didn't like the song and that we goofed around, but I love it. It's really good, and we're going to play it on the show.
All right. Well, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for your time.
Goodbye, Linda.
Hey, Linda.
Yes.
I'm just lying to you again. I hate it. I hate it.
Well, nothing's been the same since he left that day. Momentum for the skin slowly faded away. We know he loved his...
Simon Cowell's on the phone from Los Angeles. He can't even hear the show, but he says it's...
He's getting ready to sign you on to American Idol, yeah, I know.
Well, call us when you get on American Idol.
But look out, Dallas, our coach is Joe Gibbs.
Hey, Linda.
Yeah?
Linda, we're just... having fun. We do
comedy
radio.
You know what's funny? I am the easiest person in the world to take a joke, but you guys have got my blood pressure.
Right. Well, Linda, if you think about it, we're just having a little bit of fun.
And listen.
But you're doing it at the expense of me and the expense of
and Joe Gibbs is a public person, and you're a house frow that wrote a stupid song about a football coach, and you sent it to a radio station.
So I thought we'd appreciate it.
We don't.
We don't. We didn't ask for it. It's garbage.
Don't
it's
worry.
Trash.
I'll never send you anything again, okay?
Thank
please,
you.
Please don't. Goodbye forever.
She seems nice.
Well, nothing's been the same since he left that day.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
We know he loves us.
Wow. You know, you can't orchestrate that better.
No.
You can't orchestrate that better.
You cannot.
We're not man. Going to be glib,
but look out, Dallas, our coach is joking.
It was a little pitchy. No, but Simon says the truth. Yeah. You're just cruel.
Good He's luck. Right on.
Right on.
Buzz, we have to break.
Yes.
I told you, the news is, I'm sorry about the news today.
It just got away from us.
That's great. When we come back, I know you did have something about terrorists. Right?
I do.
That poll?
Yes.
That awful poll? Okay,
yeah.
We'll be back. We'll get some news with Buzz. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Is it the Don and Mike Show? You bet.
Okay, before we get back to Bob, are you ready, Steve?
Ready, Steve.
Uh-huh.
Andy.
Oh, yeah. Is it Mick?
Mick.
Mm-hmm. All right, fellas.
All right, fellas.
Let's go. Rob says, before we get off this Joe Gibbs song,
yeah,
we've not heard enough of the song that we have to hear the hook
okay.
chorus.
All right, very good.
So we'll get right to Buzz. It's just, it's important. Rob, is it important we hear the chorus?
Yeah, it's
so
the,
good.
Part of the legacy.
Okay.
We know he loved his cars, he loves the fast track, but in Redskins land, we're glad he's coming back.
Right.
As Redskins fans, we're not trying to be glib, but look out, Dallas, our coach is...
Here comes the hook.
Joe Gibbs. We love your legacy, Joe Gibbs.
I think that all of the singles, all of the CD singles, should be wrapped in toilet paper. That's kind of a neat packaging gimmick.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, it'd be kind of a clever thing.
Send out like a roll of Charmin or something.
Yeah, when you sell the thousands of copies.
Linda. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hello, Linda.
A lot of Americans say they are afraid the terrorists are winning. A new survey by the Associated Press shows that half of us say we have that concern. The poll shows that one in five of us strongly believe the terrorists are winning. And by the way, although more Americans believe we're slipping into a Vietnam-like quagmire, they also believe Iraq had the weapons of mass destruction when the war began.
And these numbers are way down from last month.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as far as people supporting the war, as
right.
far as people, and the thing about terrorists winning, that number has gone way up.
That's strange. I mean, I don't know how to, you know, I heard that statistic. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how to feel about it. I mean, I
think it's.
I mean, you look at the basic facts as far as the terrorists and what they're doing over to our guys over there, and you would say, yeah, maybe they are. But you look at this country, mm-hmm. and how long has it been? I mean,
well,
knock,
here's
knock
the
wood.
But here's the question. I ask you this now. And you'll like hearing this question because I'm on your side now.
Right.
Are the terrorists winning because we have our guys and gals getting slaughtered over there? And why are we over there?
Right.
So maybe in that regard, mm-hmm. you know, maybe it's a terrorist thing, but people link it to the war as well. If terrorists weren't there, allegedly we wouldn't be over there.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem we're getting anything done over there.
Right.
So maybe they are winning.
I've talked to a lot of people who say, you know, what we're doing is we're giving them targets over there. And,
yeah.
you know, who knows?
Well, early this morning, something made it onto the internet that could affect those numbers even more. It's something the White House has worked hard to prevent. There were hundreds of pictures, photos of caskets arriving and being stored at Dover Air Base in Delaware. That's the location of the Defense Department's biggest mortuary.
You know, and that is something that has been a bone of contention with the White House for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, we are in a war. We have people dying every single day over there.
Yeah, don't try to hide it from us.
It really, the American people will not tolerate not knowing what's going on. What are they doing?
Mm-hmm. I know it's troubling emotionally for the families and for all Americans mm-hmm. to see the boxes coming off the plane. But hey, show it.
Yeah, because, I mean, everybody should know what's really going on. If anything, I think we're guilty in this country of being insensitive to it. We're desensitized to what's going on.
Yeah.
I don't get the sense on a day-to-day basis of people really being
outraged,
not outraged, but just concerned about our GIs dying over there.
Yeah. congressional members.
You know what concerns me?
What?
We know he loves his car. Yeah. He loves the fast track. But in Redskins,
you love a fight.
Mike, I love talent.
We're not trying to Linda,
I'm telling you.
Dallas, our coach is.
That's a smash. Yeah.
We love your legacy.
That's right. Yeah.
You dumb, dumb lady. Dumb, dumb lady for sending us that song.
Our lawmakers are looking out for us. They're preparing for a worst-case scenario in the event that legislators fall victim to a terrorist attack in the U.S. The House just today passed a measure that would require special elections within 45 days if more than 100
now,
of the 435 House members were ever killed in an attack.
Time out.
Uh-huh.
Here is where I saw portions of both of these stories, I think, on the Today Show today. And here's why I got a little, I don't want to say scared,
mm-hmm.
but why I feel that I might be in that group if they said, do you think the terrorists are winning?
Mm-hmm.
On our TV, it was supposed to be, you know, we're getting the news,
right.
They're just outlining, saying, incidentally. Yeah, and I know this is something that we have to do, but should we be publicizing this? Here's the thing. They hide the pictures of the guys coming back.
Yeah.
They don't want us to see the casualties.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, it's like, and Brad Pitt is really upset because Jennifer Aniston knows that he's been making out with somebody, and oh yes, incidentally, they throw in this thing.
And what is it? The fact that if more than 100 lawmakers, 100 or more, are killed in an attack in the House of Representatives,
that we have a contingency plan,
special election within 45 days, to replace them.
Like if the big one hits,
wow.
That we've got a plan for 45 days, and there are some people who are concerned, saying if the big one hits and we have to have these elections, we'll have 45 days where we'll have no government. So why don't we have a plan to get a government in line immediately? I'm watching this on TV.
Scary.
And they're throwing it out, like I said, where it's like, there's dead guys, there's Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt. And also we've got this plan, just in case the big one hits,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, when all of our government leaders go into bomb shelters, in case we all die, mm-hmm. we'll have new elections in 45 days, so our government will maintain.
Amazing. Yeah, and scary. Now, the indecency witch hunt has extended to clothing. In the Louisiana legislature, they're debating a ban on low-riding jeans. The bill would make it a crime to wear pants below the waist. Lawmakers say the law would apply to guys who let their waistband slip beneath the top of their boxers and girls who let a little thong peek over.
Let me just say, I agree with the guys thing. Let the girls wear their pants any way they want.
One lawmaker says it would even apply to plumbers. And basketball players.
That story cracks me up.
The punishment would be a fine of up to $500 and/or 6 months in jail.
Wow.
Quoting the sponsor, I'm sick of it. The community's outraged. The parents can't do their job. There should be a law.
I knew crack was expensive, but wow.
God. You know, and we have these stories going on, and then you have something like that.
Right. And morons. The quote continues, because these are the things we're really worried about. And, of course, that. The quote continues, if we pull up their pants, hopefully we can lift their minds while we're at it.
Yep, that's what we got to worry about. And incidentally, while we're telling you that story, we've got a nice little contingency plan for when we're all dead. that we're going to be restructuring our government.
That's what it is.
We'll have the elections within 45 days.
It's,
now here's
the
Dave.
Contingency plan for when we're all dead.
Here's Dave with the weather.
Yeah, you might want to know what we're going to do if everybody gets blowed up.
Wow. Lovers who move in together are just asking for trouble. Heart trouble, according to a new study from Australia. The researchers say young people who moved in with their romantic partner gained weight, exercised less, and raised their cholesterol, putting extra strain on their heart.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
They all got higher blood pressure. These are...
That makes me laugh.
These are people who've been part of a study since they were 9 years old. They're now between 18 and 25. Researchers found that when the women started living with a lover, they ate more because their husbands were having larger
helpings. Why are you rubbing your belly?
I don't know.
And the women who had babies became even less fit. The men often stopped smoking after moving in, but ate more fat and exercised less.
Very nice.
You could always join the German army. It's about to lift its ban on sex in the barracks because the government considers that ban outdated.
What the hell are we applauding?
We can join the German army.
Couples who are proud to be couples would be allowed to live together, be they straight or gay, in the German army.
Achtung!
One military expert is skeptical, quoting him, "You can't have people going around the barracks having sex everywhere. It's ludicrous."
I've got a contingency plan. Join the army.
Finally, a University of Iowa freshman co-ed awoke on her birthday 2 weeks ago to find a male stripper in black leather chaps, a vest, and a thong. The odd thing is, she didn't order a stripper, and her friends say they didn't either.
What a sicko this guy is.
Yeah, an uninvited male stripper's been turning up all over the UI campus over the last 3 weeks. He's a white man, about 30, with a red crew cut and goatee.
George Michael.
He usually shows up around noon, but nobody ever knows in advance what day or where. One of the girls says she enjoyed the lap dance, but got extremely uncomfortable when the man touched her chest and licked her.
I'm here.
Police say they're not sure the guy's broken any laws. Quoting a university official, the university does not have a policy against stripping. Okay. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Well, he licked her?
No. On the face.
No. All right, that's it. We got to go. We'll be back tomorrow with the new episode. We will see you then. Good day to you, sir.
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 You get Simon Cowell on the phone for me immediately. I want him to meet Linda.
I'll see you around the barracks.
Well. All right, that's it. We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow.
Take care, friends.
Eat a lot.
Until we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.